Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today on this wonderful Monday? I hope everybody had a great weekend. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Talk, and I hope everybody is doing wonderful, because today we got a show planned for you, man. It's, y'all know what day it is. It's Monday, which means Soapbox Monday, which means you can get on that soapbox, you can tell us what's bothering you, or you can tell us what's on your mind. It don't necessarily have to be bothering you. Just something you thought of that you may want to bring to the table. Or you can just sit back, listen with that cocktail, that cup of tea, that cup of coffee. I don't know. Your doobie, if that's what you're smoking. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you're here and you're ready for an outstanding show. I mean, man, we got the show for you, man. I'm telling you, I'm hyped already. I haven't even started. And we ready. Of course, we got the quote of the day by my lovely, beautiful, intelligent co-host, Sister Ngani. And then we also have the Mama Bear Monday Mix. And, man, I'm telling you, it's a nice one today. It is. So we got some things for you. So hope everybody's ready for an outstanding show. Now, before we go any further, of course, you know, we just have to bring in my intellectually advanced co-host, Sister Ngani. All right, Sister Ngani, what's going on?
Greetings, Mr. Talk. How are you today?
I'm doing so wonderful. Thank you for asking. You know what? I just thought about that. People probably think we don't talk until we come on the show. Well, y'all, we do have our conversations before we get on the air. So, but we still have to ask how each other doing. Because, you know, sometimes you can talk to someone, and in between that time you talk to them and the next time you talk to them, something may have come up. So you always have to ask how they're doing. And hopefully everything is well, of course. But anyway.
Yeah, that's so true, you know.
That's right.
You go through the day and you encounter different situations and, you know, sometimes they throw you for a loop and you get back up and, you know, try it again. That's,
yeah. You know, plus it's courtesy, you know. It's always nice to know that somebody really cares. You know, I know a lot of y'all out there, y'all ask that one question, hey, how y'all doing? But then again, y'all don't really mean it. Well, when I ask how you doing, I really mean it because I really do care. I want to know, how are you doing? So if you don't mean it, you know, don't ask the question. You just come up with something else, okay? But in this case, I really do mean it.
Like you don't like superficial people, huh? Pretty much. What you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know how somebody, so you ask some people how you doing, and then how they doing, and then they tell you, or you tell them how they're doing, they get this look on your face like, I really didn't want to know. I was just asking that question just to ask it. Well, if you don't want to know, don't ask me, you know?
Formalities, you know, like you run across somebody you haven't seen in a long time. And say, oh, darling, let's do lunch. And you know they don't mean it.
Yeah, I know, right? That is such a great point. And then you have those individuals. Now, and here's the other side of that. Look, when somebody asks you how you're doing, okay, and like in my case, I really do care how you're doing. But if every time I ask you how you're doing, you know, you got to go through this long laundry list of what's wrong with you, then maybe you need to step back and try and figure out what the heck is wrong with you. Cause, you know what I mean? You know, because it just drives you crazy sometimes. I guess it's just me thinking. You know, sometimes I think people complain more than what they need to in a lot of cases. That's the way I'm going with that.
Well, that's true, but then, you know, that's a little bit of a contradiction. If you're going to ask somebody how they are and they tell you, then
if it's once or twice, that's fine. I understand that. But if you're one of those chronic complainers, you know, just fake the funk, say I'm okay.
You shouldn't ask. No, I don't think so, Mr. Talk.
You think so? Okay.
You can't have it both ways now.
Yeah, you can. Okay, maybe you're right. After the first couple of times you realize that's what's going on, then you're right. Maybe you shouldn't ask. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather than
okay,
have them
so
tell
I
you
backtrack.
Not true if you say you want the truth.
Uh-huh. Well, I put it this way. Just tell me what's wrong, okay? And after a certain point, you know, if it starts getting over nerves, I just tune you out.
There you go. Well, darling, I'm sorry you're having that problem. You know, see you later.
Yeah, you know. Okay, well, that's good. Well, you know, have you tried so-and-so? And then you just move on to the next subject. How's your family doing? Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. Easy Rider, I see you in the chat room. Welcome to the show. I know, I don't remember that name. Easy Rider. Then we got guests 1403, 1427, and 1436. All right. And, of course, on the switchboard right now, we got Illinois caller on the switchboard, and we got Mama Bear listening. So, we ready today, I'm telling you. Now,
all right.
Like I said before, y'all, this is the Soapbox Monday, which means you, the caller, determines a lot of what we talk about today. Of course, you know, I have my little topics I like to start off with, and the quote of the day and the song of the day. And, you know, man, I'm telling you, it's Monday, y'all, so I hope y'all ready to get moving and get rocking, because we're going to have us some fun today, that's for sure. Serious, but fun at the same time, you know. So, now that I have gotten that all out of the way, let me tell you how y'all can participate on the show if you're just listening out there. Only thing you have to do is dial this number right here, 347-838-8622. That's right, let me say it again, 347-838-8622. You can just call in and listen if that's what you want to do. And if you want to actually get to talk and be part of the show, one thing I do is press the number 1. I see your number in the queue, and we'll bring you on the air so you can get on that soapbox and talk about whatever's on your mind. Also, if you just want to participate in the chat room, here's a way to do that. www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And you join right in, put your little name in there, or you just come in as a guest and bam, be in the chat room, and we can have great conversations there as well, and you'll be part of the show. You type it in the chat room, I read it on the air if it's relevant to what we're speaking of. And also, you can send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com, and I'll get them during the show. And if you want to state it live, I'll go ahead and say what you want me to say. All right, so those are all the ways you can participate on the show. Man, I tell you, that was pretty good. Hey, Michelle. I see Michelle has joined us in the chat room also. All right. So now, with all that being said, that was so much fun. Let's see. What are we going to do first? It's Monday. So you want to do the song first or the quote of the day first?
I'll follow your lead, sir.
All right. Well, you're going to follow my lead. All right. Well, you know what? I think we gone and knocked a song out first, song of the day out, and then don't go from there. That's what I'm talking about right there. So here it is, y'all. They're getting you going a little bit today. Without further ado, here's Mama Bear's Monday Mix.
Calm usually comes wearing a stranger's light. It's easier to deal with that way. But now it's you. I've hurt you, disrespected you. There's nowhere to hide. No turning back, no rearrangement. lies ahead. And you're so heaven sent. Never stood my ground and breathed it in before.
All I wanted to do is hold you.
Never felt so brave and so afraid before. Never faced alone and felt at peace before.
With tears in my eyes, I come to you sincerely.
Except in the space I'm in, growing out of the phase where I just wanna win.
Yeah, that was a little different from what I usually play, huh? I know a little Floetry, a little Christina Aguilera with Little Kim and Maya and somebody else. I forgot who it was. And then, of course, you know, the boss, Miss Diana Ross herself. So that was a little different, but I like it. Nice and mellow. Get you going just a little bit.
Yeah, Mr. Talk. Move. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know, that was nice and easy. It wasn't too long or anything like that. Oh, yeah, we had Pink in there with Christina Aguilera, too. So, yes, that was your mix right there. And, ooh, and now, see, I didn't work nobody, get nobody worked up too bad today. That's right, it was Monday. I should have, but it's okay. Oh, Mama Bell did her thing on that one. All right, so. It's time for the quote of the day, y'all, and the quote of the day that's always insightful, always something that makes you go, what do you think about that? So, without further ado, here it is, y'all. Y'all ready for it? Y'all ready for it? And here it is, the quote of the day.
Nothing is impossible unless we think it is. That's by physicist Dr. Mikhail Kaku, author of Hyperspace, A Scientific Odyssey Through Parallel Universes, Time Warps, and the Tenth Dimension.
Oh, my. Wow. You're only limited as far as you let your mind go, huh?
Well, that's what they say. Nothing is impossible unless we think it is.
Now, that I'm talking about right now, that is, oh my goodness, that is a, that, now that's a quote of the day right there. That is a quote of the day. Yes, 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 yes. And that was said by a physicist?
Would yeah, that was by a physicist named Dr. Michio, M-I-C-H-I-O, Kaku.
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
Michio,
all right. Wow. That's deep right there. That's deep.
He says, imagine being able to walk through walls.
Yeah. But you have to understand, too, you know, you're going to get a couple of headaches first before you succeed. So, but that makes you work even harder to get there, right?
Or think about being able to disappear and reappear at will.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oh, boy. Now, see, I had that conversation with a 10-year-old. Standing in line somewhere. I said, what if we had special powers and we can just disappear and walk to the front of the line and then get in front of everybody else? I said, well, if you had that power, that'd be kind of abusing the power. See, and that's something you have to really pay attention to. And I think about that kind of stuff all the time. Now I'm like, but if everybody had that, wouldn't it be a great temptation to abuse that type of power? And maybe that's the reason why everybody can't have that type of power. Not to say it doesn't exist, but, a lot of people just don't have that and can't have it because they wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, let's take a look at the people with the money, with a lot of money. A lot of them can't even handle that type of power. So let alone talking about some supernatural type power. That just, man, that'd be setting ourselves up for a headache for real. Of course,
well,
according
to ancient history that, this knowledge was available to everybody at one time, but because of misuse of the knowledge and because of ignorance, it fell upon the people, they hid it away. And so they say we've now come to a point where the knowledge or the ancient wisdom is needed to raise us up. So perhaps we should not reject the possibility that we are ready for it now. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you should never reject the possibility of anything. I think if you're out there and you're saying, this is it, or, this is the reality that we live in and that's it, then I really believe that you are a very closed-minded individual, really, because, the possibilities are so great that there are other things out there and other abilities that we are capable of having. Now, that goes back to the quote of the day, depends on how limited you let your mind make you as far as the abilities you can achieve the abilities you can achieve. So, yes, I kind of agree with you on that one.
Well,
knowledge, what's going on?
Yeah, shout out to everyone out there in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Yeah, I was just getting ready to respond to you about when you said your mind makes you, but it's other, isn't that the other way around? I mean, our mind is just a tool, and
well,
how
yeah.
we use it on what experiences we have, right?
Yeah,
so another
yeah,
way to say what you were saying is that we create our own limitations.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I go with that explanation right there. We create our own. Yes, we do. Yeah. But then again, do we, or is it already there and we just have to dig deeper to pull it out?
That's a thought.
Mm-hmm. Something just make you go,
mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know,
I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking about the old saying the United Negro College Fund used to use on their commercials, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You know, and that kind of plays right along. But go ahead. What were you about to say?
Well, I was just thinking that perhaps it's always there. We just forget to recognize it being there and utilize it.
Yeah, 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 that's mm-hmm. true. Or we accept the limitations that we let man tell us that we can only do certain things.
Oh, yeah, that's conditioning, right?
Right.
Say in the scripture. When I was a child, I thought as a child. And what's
mm-hmm.
the rest of the verse?
Huh? What? Oh,
the rest of the verse.
Child, when I was a child, I speak as a child. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I can't quote it that either.
Yeah. When you became an adult, you start thinking as an adult. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Which means that of our conditioning, we still have to take personal responsibility for how we use the tools that we have, which is our mind and our thoughts. And so we can't keep pointing the finger out at somebody else now, can we?
No, we cannot, and we shouldn't. Well, we shouldn't, but we do. You know, sometimes it's just easier to blame somebody else than to put the blame on ourselves where it belongs. You know, so anyway. That was the quote of the day. Y'all see how deep we can get on the quote of the day if we want to? And it's just me and Sister Ngoni talking right now. You know, we can go a little deeper. We go to the universe, see what's really out there in the universe, you know. And sometimes, you know, you can take your mind and just journey through the universe if you're there spiritually anyway. Okay, I think I went to another part now.
Hey, that's all right. I like that.
You know, you use your mind, you can spiritually go to anywhere you want to if you're in that realm. Now, everybody's not in that realm. Let's be honest about that. You know, that's mm-hmm. why some people can actually realize certain things going on when others can't, or see certain things that others can't. But your mind is there. You control it, basically. Hopefully. Well, some will argue that you don't control it these days. But anyway, y'all understand what the premise is here we're trying to get at. Okay.
Well, we at least guarantee that if we don't make the effort to control it, we know for sure somebody else will.
Yeah. Via
the
that
effort,
magical though. Word, conditioning, huh?
Yeah, we have to make the effort, absolutely.
Right. Make that effort. All right, y'all. Let's get to the first topic I want to talk about today, because I think this one is a very interesting one as well. I don't think we'll stay on it too long, but we're going to talk about it anyway. And that's being able to use your phones on an airplane while in flight. You know. You know. Now, I understand in some airlines already, you know, they have it to where you can use your phones under 10,000 feet. Now, that's what they say, under 10,000 feet. You know, however, you know, there's a push right now for you to be able to use to actually text and do phone calls while in flight, you know. But see, here's the catch to that, you know, we've been told that for so long that you can't do it, you know, and everybody thought that was the government. But actually, what them people call the FAA. FAA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know, they really didn't have a regulation that said no per se. You know, actually, this is what I found. The Federal Aviation Administration does not actually prohibit the use of personal electronic devices, including cell phones, on aircraft. You know, the regulation leaves it up to the airlines to determine if devices can be used in flight allowing use of any other portable electric device that the operator of the aircraft has determined will not cause interference with the navigation or communication system of the aircraft on which it is to be used. Yeah. Now, here's the thing about that. You know, and for so long, you know, that's been the case. You know, you have to, of course, you still have to put everything on aircraft mode, airplane mode, what have you. But I think that they're loosening the restrictions because now, as of last month, October, you know, FAA loosened some where you can now look at movies and things like that on your phone and your laptops and stuff like that. Well, you know, some aircraft are actually considering allowing, you know, flyers to make phone calls and texting. Now, we know some planes, you use a certain credit card, you can call from on the plane anyway. So that, you know, and I started thinking about that. I'm like, dang, that's right. So we really weren't aware of that. But, you know, I think now they're getting into it, and they're looking more at the financial side of it, I think. That's what's, bringing this broader view of maybe they can use the phones because the airlines can charge more money for the tickets, the cell phone companies can charge more money, and then, you know, it's becoming more economic than safety conscious, I think. But that's just my opinion. What do you think about that, Sister Ngoni?
Well, I was just wondering if you think the Federal Communications Commission is going to be brought in on the decision. And, you know, we talked about this earlier, and you indicated that you couldn't visualize yourself on a plane for any length of, you know, hours while people are sitting next to you talking on the phone. That would be a drag.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that would. I mean, can you imagine that? You sitting next to someone that just won't shut up the whole flight. You got a 5-6 hour flight, and you got somebody sitting there on the phone just talking. You trying to get some rest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like you indicated, you know, if there's money or profit involved, whether the FCC and FAA have to come together to make the decision or not, if it's profit involved, they're going to do it regardless of what we think.
Yeah. And I think I think that's what a lot of it is being based on right now, you know, the economic side of it. You know, for a long time, you know, the airlines were losing money, so they got to figure out some kind of way. And, of course, this is a market that the so-called travelers, now, the normal traveler don't have the money to spend making no phone calls on a plane. But the business class or the high, you know what I'm saying, the rich folk, you know, they feel like they should be able to communicate no matter where they are. Yeah, you know, as far as me and the aircraft, though, I'm kind of happy to where it is. Once the plane take off, you shut all that stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just shut it down until you get finished landing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also said something about the technology, because I was under the impression that the information they gave us about the people on the plane that crashed over Pennsylvania during the, you know, 911 incident, that it wasn't physically possible for that to have been true because of the inability of a cell phone to pick up a signal above a certain 1,000 feet. But now you just told me earlier about some technology that they have now that makes that possible. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the aircraft can actually be equipped to do that, you know, and a lot of them are, you know, especially international flights and like that, international flights and things like that, they actually are. You know, I have, I've been looking, you know, checking into that, and a lot of them are already equipped to have, you know, flyers make phone calls from the air.
Mm-hmm. So would that, you know, be like a satellite phone?
Yeah, it could be a satellite phone, but some of them, you know, because a lot of planes have phones already hooked into the back of the seat, depending on who you're flying with and, you know, the destination of your flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, because, let's see, I know what, who is this? It's a couple of them. I think United, American, a couple of them. I'm trying to find it right now, but yeah, they already have you know, equipment that allow them to. Let's see. I'm trying to read up on it real fast, but I thought I had marked it off. I got all kind of references here. I'm trying to get it in there to y'all. But yes, it's a possibility, and I think it has become more prevalent. I mean, I think that it's just cash. It's about the cash now. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and one of the reasons why was they were more worried about disrupting cell phone towers. I think I read that somewhere. I thought I had it marked off here. I'm trying to see. In Europe, regulations and technology have allowed the limited introduction of the use of passenger mobile phones on some commercial flights. And elsewhere in the world, many airlines are moving towards allowing mobile phone use in flight.
Moving.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said moving towards. In other words, this is not something that has been available for
It's not widespread. Mm-hmm. You know, and like we always say, a lot of times in Europe and European countries, stuff like that, you know, they, when it comes to things like that, they're more open about letting your passengers use that kind of stuff, you know, do that. You know, I know a lot of overseas flights, you can drink as much as you want, you know. But I'm not with this. Regardless of what I'm talking about right now, y'all, I'm not with it. I think it should stay as it is. I really do. Because I think that has a disaster for and you know, here's the other thing. If you start letting people use cell phones, opening like that on the flight, now, let's think about this. That means when you go through the TSA and all that, that means that's more time that they're going to have to start checking. You know, take your cell phone apart, check, make sure it's got this on it. What if somebody rigged the phone to be a jamming device? And, oh, man, see, if I'm thinking of this, and I'm on the plane as least as I can, just think of somebody really want to do some harm, the stuff they can do with just a cell phone. Now, I know. Y'all like, really? Yes, really. You know, when I was in Iraq, you know, people using cell phone to set off IEDs. So just imagine what they can do on a plane. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not with that. I'm really not. But it's just my opinion, but I'm not with that at all.
Well, that is kind of strange, Mr. Talk, as, you know, now mm-hmm. that I think about it a little bit more, you know, while they have all this TSA crap going on in airports pretending that they're going to catch some terrorists, then they're considering letting, the general population take cell phones and electronics. That doesn't make sense. What?
Exactly. See, and that's the point right there. It doesn't make sense. But as we do know, sometimes the mighty dollar overrules common sense.
Well, they usually have a hidden agenda. That's what I'm trying to see through.
Yeah, I see. I was trying to say that too, but I was trying to stay away from that. But go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go for it. I'm going to let you open that can.
I don't have any idea. I'm just, you know, I know there is one, probably.
Mm-hmm. Of course there is. Of course there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, why not let everybody use their phone so they can get everybody at once on a plane and do some things to you? I'm just saying. No, because we as you know, Americans are really stuck over their technology. You know what I'm saying? They're really stuck over their technology. So what's a better way to get you all under control is, yeah, let's go ahead. You know, millions of people fly every day, every week. So just imagine how easy that can be. That is, brother. You know, if you want one of them pieces, them crowds that defiant, you know, and they can't control you no other way, hey, put them on the plane. You know, make sure this group is here on this plane, and hey, when the accident happened, it was an accident. It looks clean. I'm just.
Wow, Mr. Talk, that's.
I know, right? Kind of out there, but it's not in, not that it's not possible.
Well,
right?
You know, that's the reason why everybody has all these electronics, was to wire us into a grid. So, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that was...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying. You know, so that's what they're working on. You know, in October they came up with the little thing to allow more electronic devices to be used. So, but come what December the 12th, actually, the FAA is going to have a meeting on exactly whether to start allowing cell phone. I mean, you know, personal calls and texting to be allowed on planes. So, we have to keep our eyes on that one and see what's really going to happen there. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something else. Oh, here it is right here. Duh, I found it. Okay, but anyway, have you heard of this game going around called the knockout game? Have you ever heard of that?
Briefly, is this where people are walking up and just knocking people in the face?
Yeah, I'll be hitting them, walking up to them, behind them, and knocking them in the head and knocking them out.
Yeah, I haven't read anything about it. I just heard someone speak about it recently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that seems
to
be coming.
It was on news or something. Watching.
Right. Well, that seems to be coming the thing to do now. You know, there have been reports of it in Hoboken, New Jersey, New Haven, Connecticut, Brooklyn, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, St. Louis, Chicago. You know,
widespread, huh?
Yeah. Widespread. I mean, I even heard about it here in my little community. So I'm like, what is up with it? You know, and mainly it's teenagers and young individuals, you know, like 20, in their 20s or what have you. But has our society gotten to that part now, that point to where we don't regard personal space, life, or anything like that anymore of other people? We just go and do what we want to do.
But, Mr. Talk, you fail to recognize that when a society is collapsing, you see these kinds of activities going on and other things, too, you know, that are not usually in play. I mean, behavior, a lot of people go crazy, have mental problems. All this kind of thing happens when a society is in decline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you remember Babylon, huh?
Yeah, I remember Babylon. Mm-hmm. Knowledge says we've been there, Mr. Talk. I know we've been there. But, you know, I'm saying, but who thinks of things like this? Just to walk up to an innocent, unsuspecting individual and just want to hit them and see if you can knock them out. I'm not understanding.
Well, they're just
that.
Having fun, evidently.
They're having fun.
Are you trying to rationalize the irrational?
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I'm doing?
It seems like it to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sending out a personal invitation to any of them that want to come try and knock me out. Okay?
I heard that.
I'll play your game with you. I'm telling you. But
they
Mr.
get a
Talk
big surprise, huh?
Yeah,
surprise.
You're going to get a big surprise because I'm going to turn around. I'm going to turn around and look at you, number one. Then I'm going to show you how the game really is played. Let me stop.
What's the name of the martial arts? Maybe I better go take some martial arts lessons or something.
Oh, martial arts and, yeah. You know, but that is a shame, though. It really is that, you know, now it's to the point, okay, it hasn't been safe to walk on the street anyway in a long time. But now you got to worry about somebody walking just to punch you to see if they can knock you out. Mm-mm.
Well, what do you think about a person drawing something like that to them? I mean, if you're worried about it, do you think he might draw that to you, maybe?
How do you draw that to you?
I'm asking. That's all. You know,
well,
just a thought.
Now, I can see if you're in the neighborhood and you're a big trash talker. Yeah, I can see that, you know. you tempting someone or instigating. But in these instances, people have just been walking down the street, you know, minding their own business. You know, and they just walk up and hit them in the back of the head. Now, I don't know whether they are really random or, you know, they pick somebody out, walk it down, and because they look like an easy target. And maybe that's what it is.
Now, you said in the back of the head, I heard it was in the face. So
yeah,
maybe they do both, huh?
Yeah, they do both. Wait a minute, that's not it. Yeah, they actually do both. It's just not... It's just not just in the face. I think, and I just put my stuff back down here. Now what I do with it. But anyway, in one case, they walked up behind a Jewish guy and hit him in the back of the head and knocked him out.
Unconscious. They hit him that
unconscious.
Hard.
Unconscious, yes. And here's the thing, and here's what they're worried about, because a lot of these people that they're knocking out have medical issues. No, and some of them have actually been dying or have seizures or things of that nature.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why it's really becoming an issue. Because I know for some of these folk, it's just a game to them. But for other people, you know, this could mean, you know, their life. Let's see. Here's an example. In early September, police say a 46-year-old homeless man was attacked, suffering a seizure and falling into a nearby wrought iron fence, which fatally punctured him. Yeah. The juvenile assailants who struck the man from behind were later arrested and charged in connection with the killing. Okay, here's another one in Brooklyn, New York. On Friday, police said a 24-year-old Jewish man wearing a yarmulke was assaulted by a 28-year-old Trinidadian man who had been talking about knockout games before the incident. He was charged with a hate crime. The Jewish man was not seriously injured. So, as you can see, I think that they're choosing individuals who they think aren't, you know, able to defend themselves or just catching them off guard. You know, now, there's some officials that actually don't believe that this is a problem. But anytime you got somebody walking up to somebody and just attacking them, no. All right. We got Monster Zombie. All right, Monster Zombie, I'm warning you before you get started. Tell my brave Mr. Talk admit that knockout crimes are racially motivated. Hate crimes against whites. Whatever. See, here we go. I feel a sanction. Look, I feel a sanction coming on.
Wow. Have there been, is it racially motivated, as he suggests?
I don't think so. I don't think it is. You know, I mean, because you got blacks knocking out blacks. Heck, you know, black teenagers knocking out black teenagers. Maybe it depends on what part of the country you're in. It may be racially motivated, but, you know, I'm not trying to put race on any of it. I think it's all totally, you know, just bad altogether. I don't care what race it is, you know. And for someone to come on and try and make it a racial thing, then that shows that there's even more of a problem in this country than anybody want to realize. That's all I got to say. You know, so if somebody want to think it's a racial thing, whether it's against whites, blacks, Hispanics, Mexicans, Latinos, I don't care. I could care less about that. My thing is stop, you know, we need to stop doing and stop it from happening. So whatever, you know,
well,
I don't think it has anything to do with race. Go ahead.
Mr. Talk, Monster Zombie put a link in the chat room called Breitbart.com, something about big government 2013, knockout punch. You might want to check that out maybe.
Now, see, then this was makes me skeptical. It says big government. You know, and we all know from historical fact and experience that anything that says historical government can be twisted and turn to make it one thing when it may actually not be one thing. So
that's correct.
Yeah. So, you know, you read it. Hey, I say if they put it in there, go ahead and read it. You know, that's something like the media, you know, whatever. You know, the media make you believe something is going on that's not.
Well, they have a tendency to put a spin on information.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is. I'm looking at the article now, and it says, wait a minute. You know, you got all these dang on, what you call it, racial. It says something about racial on it, though. I saw that much. But, you know, I don't know what's really going on here. I don't think it's racially motivated. I may be wrong, though. I may be, you know, I'm human, so I do make mistakes. But,
Well, do you think it's possible that this could be some kind of trend that has been purposely put out to justify more controls and so forth?
See,
I mean, are we at the point now where we almost might have your, you know, papers, please, like in the movie, what was the movie? Old movie. It was filmed in Morocco, I believe.
Filmed in Morocco.
I can see the man's face. Well, you know, they showed
about
a scene. They showed a scene where it was like a police state, and ask a man for his papers, and he started running, and they shot him in the back. Casablanca, wasn't that Casablanca?
I was gonna say that, but I don't know. I really haven't watched Casablanca.
Well, it's been long. Too. But anyway, you know, are we at the point where we have to have special papers to walk up and down the street? Is that what they want to take us to now, maybe?
Well, yeah. It looks like we're slowly heading that way. Okay, the title of the article goes, Knockout Racial Violence Gang Spreads Across America. Mm-hmm. And the only perpetrators identified thus far have been black teenagers. Uh-huh. And basically, it's sucker punching. See, New York. Okay. But see, that's just one. Okay, so far, and that's just one part of the country, though. So I'm not ready to say that it's totally a racial thing. You know, it may be a. You know what? And I was thinking about this when I was reading this article. You have to think about some of these shows, even the movies that's been on, you know, like Jackass, you know, where they do crazy pranks and stuff like that. And, you know, I think some of that has a lot to do with it. Let's see. Somebody says, Sister Nagoni, the knockout game is a symptom of society in decline. That's right. You know, I think Nala said that also.
And what about these video games? Do you think that could also have an effect?
I do. I really do. I think that has a lot to do with it also. Now, here's the thing about that also. You know, this is, you know, we're just hearing about, but this has been going on since 1996. I guess it's run a course and then it stops, then somebody gets a whiff of it and starts it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not something that just popped up, you know, that has just started. You know, so there have been reports of this since 1996. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, I don't know, you know, today, you know, and that's the thing about what's going on today. Anything happens today is one of the things called either it's racially motivated or it's bullying. Let's see. I just read it right here. It says, where did it go? Mike Males, senior researcher for the Center of Juvenile and Criminal Justice, told the Christian Science Monitor, I've heard of incidents of this so-called knockout game dating back to 1996. It's not new. What is important to realize is this tiny knockout pattern is a part of a struggle pattern of random violence against strangers in this country. So, you know, if it's going all the way back to 1996, no, it's just not, I don't think it's as racially motivated as some people may want to. But, of course, why not get that scenario started? Why not? Which would do what? cause further division among the races in this country, which means the government can better control you because you're at odds with each other all over again. I'm just saying, y'all, that's just my that's just my opinion. But anyway, I see somebody with their hand up, so let me bring them in. All right, Eric Cole 111, welcome to the show.
Oh,
hi, Joe.
Well, I was about to say, you didn't know it was me? Yes, you did. Okay.
Hey, I hear the noise.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you must be talking about the knockout thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. So far, only 7 people have been the victim of this. I think 5 out of the 7 are black kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the media is making a big deal out of it. When it becomes an epidemic, I'll worry about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, it's just another bullshit.
Joe,
yeah.
Joe, fix your phone.
No, I'm not going to fix my phone. It's racially motivated.
Fix your phone.
All right, I'll be back in about.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Tell Joe like the government, fix your phone, damn it. Oh, Lord have mercy. But, you know, I think, you know, before we go ahead and start yelling racism and what have you, I think we need to look at it in a more open-minded sense, open-mindedness, with open-mindedness, I think. Let's see. What we got going on in the chat room? Vicky has something. Mm-hmm. I saw something on YouTube. The kids doing it said they did it out of boredom. Seriously, get a life. Innocent people could die from this senseless, we don't care about our life breed of beings. Hey, you know, and that's a shame. They did it out of boredom. You know, that's a strong statement right there. Boredom. Boredom.
Hey, this should be a little better.
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Okay.
That's better. You know,
so again,
just to, go ahead.
I think it was 7 victims. I think there was a video on YouTube a couple of years ago where a guy got, he was in McDonald's, and a black guy comes up to him and just smacks him in the face. Then the black guy takes off. That might have been part of the knockout thing. But again, this is media propaganda. This is not anything more than just normal crime, okay? But instead of somebody getting mugged, somebody gets hit in the face, then the kid runs off. Now, it's bad enough, but I think this has been going on now for like 3 days in the media. It shouldn't even have been worth more than a mention, you know, just one line. But they want to make something out of it, so fuck them.
Okay, let's put it this way, Joe. It's been going on 3 days in the media because the media has finally, I guess it hit a part of the country, you know, that where more important people hang out. But like I was saying earlier, you know, I've heard about it here in my part of Texas, you know, and some parts of Florida. So I think it's more than that. But I think, like, you know, being it's in New York, you know, and New York is New York, you know. So I think that's why it's being publicized. Now, Antoinette says, Mr. Talk, it seems to me an excuse for more Trayvon Martin shootings since they say they are black. Okay. Now, I told her that was an interesting point. Wow. So
one thing I want to know is, if you take a look at FBI statistics, is that you get Hispanics who perform, I think, disproportionately to their numbers in the population. I'm not sure, but I think it's the way it is. But even if it's not, how come Hispanics and Asians don't get the same kind of press like your people do?
That's a good point. Well, maybe because they – I'm not even going to go there. No, I am going to go there. Maybe because in the world, in the big picture of the world, they're all included in the same boat. That's all I'm going to say. Until somebody raises the flag, they say, well, let's separate it. You know, but, you know, in the big picture of everything, it's them and us, with the us being the whites and them being everybody else, basically. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. I mean, because, come on, like I was saying earlier, Joe, you know, it's easier to conquer a divided people than a people that's united.
Yeah, but why always concentrate on blacks? I mean, Asians
because,
and Hispanics
okay.
are minorities.
Yeah, but see, okay. Now, we're going to go back. We're going to go
How
back
about we
a
just
little.
Put it like this? How about whites just dislike blacks more than they dislike anybody else?
You know what? And you've said it yourself. It's not dislike. It's fear. It's fear.
I never said that. Whites
yes,
don't
you did.
Whites, no.
You
I never
did
said
say
whites.
That.
No, I did
you
not.
Said whitey, you said whitey fear blacks. Yes, you
I
did. You've
when?
Said it. You said it many times. Talking to Lo, you
many
said
times.
It. Many anyway.
Times. Whites don't fear blacks. I had this discussion with Lo. Lo thinks that whites fear blacks. Whites don't fear black except for black
but we gotta,
guys. Except
okay,
for black
but
guys.
We got to accept them now, right?
Except for black guys dating white women. That's about it. Other than that, nothing else. And it's not even a fear. It's like
Joe. Why not? Why not? We have proven that we have proven that we can operate a lot better than normal white society if we work together. So why not keep us divided within our own? Then that way, hey, you've got a better control of what's going on.
If blacks work better on white society, as you just finished saying, then
no. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying,
okay.
if we come together and build our own society and build
okay.
our own up from within, yes, we do operate better and can actually do, you know, achieve more. But if the white, well, okay, since we've gone now, you know, white society, if they keep us divided within, they can continue to control everything, which means they control everybody that's under them.
Well, right.
You understand what I'm
still,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean,
still.
Divide and conquer. Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah.
that's the plan. But
right.
my question still remains. Why uh-huh. aren't the Hispanics and the Asians profiled at least every once in a while? If you just read the newspapers and listen to TV and the radio, watch TV and listen to the radio,
mm-hmm.
you would have thought a Chinaman never made a single burglary in this country.
Well, because they take care of their own. They have their own network. They take care of their own. Now, if you want to talk about Hispanics, if you go, especially in California, the prisons of California, that's where a lot of them are, in prison.
Yeah.
You know, but
well,
like
yeah,
you
but
say,
you don't,
you're not
they
going
don't,
to say.
I don't know about the California news, but, I mean, mm-hmm. the national news, you never see an Hispanic doing anything. I mean, not even the gangs. You never hear about the gangs. You might read about them every once in a while in the newspapers.
They don't feel as threatened by them as they do the blacks, Joe.
Oh,
okay.
So that's,
that's
answer,
all I'm
huh?
going to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask my co-host what's her thoughts on that. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think also we have to take in consideration that the mainstream news programs a certain, you know, mindset out here purposely. So they decide who their target is going to be, so they focus on their target and exploit images that, you know, profile certain groups the way they want people to think of those people.
I know.
I mean, that's
but they're not doing it to Hispanics and Asians. They're both.
But that's my
own.
Point. They're not doing it to Hispanics and Asians on purpose because they select their target. I mean, in other words, you know, what you're saying, Joe, would assume that the press is giving us accurate information, balanced reporting, but they're not. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
No, that's what I'm saying the opposite. I'm
okay.
saying why is not the press focusing also on Hispanics and Asians? They are minorities, correct?
Because I think they are not focusing on Asians and Hispanics.
I know, that's what I'm saying, Ngonya. That's what I'm saying. They are not.
I know, but I'm saying the reason I think that is so, Joe, is because the press is not there reporting unbiased and balanced news. They're there to set an agenda and a mindset. And you know,
right.
look what they did with the Zimmerman. And
right. So why aren't they also focusing on, in a negative way, Hispanics and Asians? If their goal is to divide and conquer, if their goal is to show white America that minorities are dangerous in some way, why is it 99% blacks that you see in the news and not anybody else?
Well, see, in my mind, in my thinking, I don't subscribe to the idea of being a minority in the first place, because I know that's a trick of the mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another way they have us divided in our thinking, you know. I don't know the reason why they've chosen not to target Asians and Hispanics or to report more crimes that they do. I know if there's a lot of so-called undocumented people here, they don't have jurisdiction. In a lot of cases, they can catch them red-handed in a crime and they have to let them go.
So why aren't they focusing on that?
I don't know, Joe. I really don't know. Why do you think they aren't?
Because I think they want to focus on blacks, because white people have more disdain for blacks than they do for anybody else.
Exactly. Therefore, the agenda and the target I spoke about earlier. There you go. I think we agree.
But, Joe, what does the disdain come from?
Well, because they didn't like the fact that they gave up ownership of blacks from slavery.
Very interesting concept, Joe. Very interesting concept.
Well, I have to say, Mr. Talk, I've run across that idea, in dealing with some groups out here, some discussion groups, and I was shocked to hear one of the ladies who's now deceased say that, well, if they would just come back to us.
Just come back to us.
Please, kidding. Yeah. He sure did.
Now, that's funny. Come back to us. Okay. Oh, Lord.
Did you know that until 1974, I think, and it was in Virginia or one of the southern states, they were still talking about slavery, but they were making it seem as though, you know, if you watched Gone with the Wind, that the slaves were happy.
They even created the disease. They diagnosed runaway slaves as that they had a disease.
Okay. Let's see. Zombie in the chat room said, can anyone see that that type of thinking is pathological and promotes black violence against other races?
Well, that may be true, but you know, there's a law. Dr. Claude Anderson spoke about this law.
It's
still on the day in Virginia that states that blacks will never be allowed to be equal with whites. That's supposedly still on the books in Virginia.
Mm. They have a lot of blue code laws on the books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like miscegenation laws and so forth and so on.
What you call it, Joe, blue code?
Yeah, I think that's blue code, blue law, or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that representative of the bloodline or something?
No, it's just a continuation of the Jim Crow laws.
Everything old is new, that kind of theory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they just didn't take them off the books yet. That's why we have 6 million laws in the United States. You and me, I'm probably breaking a law right now just talking on the phone.
It's true. There's no way you can know all the laws that they have. There's too many.
So what else is on the agenda besides this knockout thing?
Well, are we through with the knockout thing?
You're asking me? I don't know.
I mean, because we kind of got into something a little deep there, and you brought it up. So, you know, and I want to say, you know, maybe they don't bother the Asians, because the Asians, you know, have that network that runs all the way back across the water, and they control a lot of the technology that the Americans use. So maybe that's why they don't push it as much. But then again, I think it just goes back to what it's been since wherever, basically, you know, blacks against whites. You know, one think they better. And why not keep people scared of one race by saying, you know, they committing all the crimes, which we know is not a very valid point anymore. You know, but, you know, let the media and other individuals tell you that. You would think that, you know, the young blacks are committing all the crimes. I think they commit more crimes against each other than any other race, which.
Well, they do. I don't know about any other race. But 94% of crimes against blacks are done by fellow blacks. But what people also don't bring out, and I did some research on this because I got into a discussion with this with a guy named Brian, who has his own show. When I took a look at this, either the FBI or the DOJ statistics, what do you think the percentage is of white-on-white crime?
About 60%.
All right, Ngonya, what's your guess?
I'll decline. I don't know.
All right, it's 85%. That's huge.
Okay.
I'm not surprised, though, and I will say this. And if you think of it in the context of worldwide, and you think about, you know, different wars, but you're just specifically speaking about, you know, in modern times right now, then inside of America, North America, that's what you're talking about, the 85% represents, correct?
Yeah, it's within the United States, yeah.
Because, see, what I was pointing to is that it's always been a myth that there's more so-called black-on-black crime than white-on-white.
No, that's not a myth. The myth is the black-on-white crime. That's the myth.
No, what I'm saying, the myth is that there's a difference in the rate of crime between white-on-white versus black-on-black. And I'm not just speaking about, today in this country. I'm thinking in terms of around the planet. You got to think, the very people that accuse us of being violent are the most violent people on the planet. Who is it to drop atomic bombs on people on the planet?
Yeah, I was getting to that. I'm saying that not in terms of just crime. I'm talking about if you're talking about besides just the crime rate, the extortion, burglary, murder and stuff, then you have to say that the whites control the world. And, of course, the whites are the ones who are responsible for the A-bomb and for the wars. Yeah. But the myth is usually, well, you know, it's a black-on-white thing and, it's really, really bad. No. Because if you take a look at the statistic I just gave you, if it's 85% of white-on-white crime, okay, that leaves 15% of crimes. I'm talking, I think it's, I think it's murder. Or is it overall crime? I think it's assault. Assault including murder. That's 85%. So then there's 15% that are not done by whites, okay? So if you divide up the 15% into black, Asian, Hispanic, you probably get about 7%, 8% black people doing the black-on-white crime. So there's the myth right there. But people don't want to take a look at the FBI research and the Department of Justice statistics. I would have thought it would have been a higher rate. But, according to their own stats, no. So.
Well, see, Joe, that's how – I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you if you weren't finished with your thought.
No, I'm done.
So, well, see, in my view, that's the reason why I brought up what I did previously, because, look who frames the discussion and how they frame it. To me, if you allow yourself to only discuss it on that level, then it perpetuates, a myth, that has always been put out there against black people. That they're more violent. I mean, they even have nerve enough to write books about, genetic propensity for violence in black people. I mean, they go deep with their, mythological.
Well, I think it's when I think it all boils down to when groups of people are together. So personally, I wouldn't want to be in the hood, okay? And I wouldn't mind being in a predominantly or even a mixed neighborhood. But I wouldn't want to be in the hood. Okay.
I wouldn't want to be in the trailer park either.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because there's going to be violence wherever there's going to be poverty.
Exactly.
Right.
Also, here's another thing that I came across. Do you know that as a test, there was an article written by an author, and he started out with, in this particular neighborhood, there were a lot of abortions. There were a lot of neighbors committing crimes against one another. And he said it wasn't done in the hood. It was done in England, and I think it was done by the east, on the side of England, the part of England was called the East Enders. It's like where the Beatles came from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the poor white English Anglo-Saxon live, and they're fucking up their own neighborhoods to the same degree that the hood and Appalachia is doing to each other. So
and you say it's poverty, right?
Yeah, it's a measure of poverty, poor education. People mm-hmm. believe that they can't get jobs. So what do? They devolve into creatures of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and if you go to, I'm sure if you go to India, I don't know the stats at all in India, but I'm sure if you go to Calcutta,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to walk down Calcutta past 10 p.m. at night.
Because
I'm sure somebody would mug me.
Wow. Let's see. I got somebody else with their hand up, so let me bring them in and see who we have here. Hello, 111. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
The world is a ghetto. How about that?
Oh, boy. The local philosopher, Mike, has arrived.
Welcome, Michael.
I'm a universal philosopher. I talk about what is.
Yes, I know.
That's what philosophy is about, the theory of what is, facts. How y'all guys doing today?
All right, Michael, how are you?
You're doing fine, Michael.
Pretty good at it. All right.
And
right,
thankfully,
well,
Michael, you sound far away.
Well, I'm driving. I'm out and about.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm out and about. I'm working. I'm out and about. But anyway, hey, guys, yeah, you're talking about that. I've committed, but, you know, if everybody was wealthy, would we still have violence? Would we still have people getting mad at each other? You know, we say poverty causes a lot of violence. Well, is that another person wanting something that another person has? When we talk about human nature, you know, two rich people could actually kill each other because they're fighting over material things.
Yeah, Mike.
And I mean, you know, I understand you about poverty, but I may not have what a person may have, but how do I look at another human being? Why do I want to kill them? Why do I have that jealousy, you know, that human nature? But, you know, I, like I said, I'm in IT. This came from a meeting. But even in IT, but this word black, and I said this a long time ago, but it's really coming. I don't want to consider myself a black person no more. Even in IT, we have a white hacker is a good hacker. They work for a business to try to test their systems to see if it's vulnerable. A black hacker is a bad guy. A white hat is a website. Y'all guys were talking about cloaking. Well, it's just white hat, black hat. A white hat website is someone who plays fair, who plays games. A black hat website is someone who doesn't play fair. Everything is considered black is bad. So if someone calls me a black person, which I'm not, I have me a nice black leather jacket on, and I'm looking at my skin, and my skin is nowhere near black. And what I'm saying is, and people may say words, but psychologically and subconsciously, when you label someone a black person and then you have in all of the different standards, because I'm in IT, I deal with standards, and, well, in any industry. And when you refer to something that's black being negative, bad, watch out for, even a black box. I'm talking about a white box and a black box. I'm dealing, have this contract, and I have embedded systems. And even in a black box, they're saying, quote-unquote, black box, it's a system where though something is operating in it, but you can't see. It's unknown. A white is something that you can clearly see and understand. Black box, you really don't understand what's going inside. You may say, well, it goes through this assembly line, it makes this process, but it can't be fully understand and seen. So, I mean, if you just look at these facts, I don't want nobody to call me black. Call me African American. Call me, instead of Caucasians, call them Eastern Asians or Caucasians or something. But this black and white, it's just not right. I mean, every industry, so, and I'm just saying, I mean, I have in IT, almost 80% of IT or the creators were Caucasian. I mean, what did you do? So if someone calls me a black man, psychologically, what are they thinking? They must be thinking I'm negative. I'm unknown. I can't, you know, they can't really understand me. What do y'all think
about
that?
Well, Michael, that comes along with having someone else's language imposed on you, see? We were speaking our own indigenous languages, we probably wouldn't have this problem, right?
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Right, but now that we speak the language, right, but as ourselves, we need to take ownership and say, hold up, I'm not black. Factually, I'm not black.
All right.
I'm not a negative thing. And I'm like, and it really caught me the other day. I'm like, damn, even in IT, they still following this black-white stuff? White is better, black is bad?
Well, that's mostly
like,
in Western nations, Michael. Other people around the world don't spend all day talking about, you know, people like their crayons. I mean, they identify themselves by their ethnicity, not by the shade or color of their skin.
Exactly.
So it's in Western culture.
Because in ancient times, Nagoni, they didn't do that.
I know.
They only stood with these with European Egypt because of their customs, their what they wore, their religion. They didn't call nobody no black, no race.
Well, that's, again, why you see the importance of your own language and not having somebody else's language imposed on you.
Because if you look at the Hittites and the Egyptians, the Hittites and the Egyptians, they weren't the quote-unquote same skin color, but they was mixing. I mean, they mixed back then. Different skin colors had babies. But if you look in your ancient Egypt history, the Hittites and the Egyptians and all of them, I mean, they wanted another group of people to marry another group of people. I'm not familiar with the terminologies right now. But, yeah, they didn't. So how this came about when I was in my history class, they can't really date when this race stuff, black and white, came about.
Well, when they created
the
concept of races, there was one man named Blumenbach, a German, and there were several other scholars that, you know, came together and wrote all this crazy stuff about different races, you know. But
in my view,
there's only one race. That's a human race. Different ethnicities, but...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Well, hold on.
I don't
want
to consider that a black man
Michael,
no more. That's all I'm
Michael,
say,
hold
guys.
On. Hold on. Okay, Michael, you don't want to be black no more. Okay. But in their eyes, you still going to be. But anyway, let me bring Ebony and Dry Bones in.
Hey, greetings.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, I thought I'd better come on because I'm just hearing so much BS tonight from Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. No,
hey, Dry.
I agree with you. I don't know what the hell you're on, but I don't know if you're, you know, you're not black. You don't want to be black. Well, I don't know what the hell you want to be if you don't want to be black, okay?
No, I'm not going to let somebody label me something that I'm not. You label me something that I'm actually not.
Well, what
okay,
is white?
Mike.
What is white? How would you see
white?
White
is a color. White
all
is
right.
a color.
And there
I'm
there
looking
no people
right now
that
a nice
fine.
White Porsche that's a look like he's about to hit me. He needs to slow his ass down. That's white. I don't see no white. Nobody's
okay,
skin color.
So,
like
so what color are
right
you?
Now.
What color are you if you're going to define yourself within a shade?
I'm not going to define myself as a color. I'm not going to define. First of all, I'm a human being, but if you want to identify different ethnicities, you can identify me with my ethnicity. You can call me my African descent, African American. You can do that. Caucasian,
okay.
Where did they come from?
Let me
why?
Ask
okay.
Ebony a question. Ebony... Can you tell me who at the United Nations represents the black people and who represents the white people at the United Nations?
Well, I don't even get into that conversation about who represents who. Well, I understand black to be, okay? I understand black from the when I was brought up and from the 60s and the 70s. I understand to define black to be more about me. Okay, it's an experience. You know, most people within the context of black, and I don't see black as, you know, the color black, but black in the context of our experience as people who were oppressed.
Well,
right?
Well, Ebony, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I heard.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, people who have been oppressed. People who have suffered racism, people who have, you know, suffered from slavery, colonialism, you know, those are people that I regard as people of black experience. And you can make any word a positive word if you want it to be. Why take the negatives that white people have imposed on a name? Because the names they used to give us before was nigger and negro and all the rest of it. And we don't want to accept those names. Now, like, if you want to make a name a positive name, then you take the positive, you put the positivity into it. So I see that as, if, you know, when people say we are black, I don't see that as a negative. I see everything positive that there could possibly be, no. i.e. where people well, understand an experience and where people who are looking to achieve something through that experience that we've had together, we're moving to something more positive. But I don't see it as a negative when people use that word. But in the dictionary, I understand that people, and in life, people try to use black in a negative way, i.e. black means death, black means, you know, something bad, or, you know, a black day is a bad day, and all this bullshit. You know, if you wanna agree with those terms, then you can, you know, you can see yourself in that light. I use the term African as well, but I still understand the term black, because it's one that we understand.
Excuse me, Ebony, let's look at this from a different angle. You mentioned that, you know, black people have been oppressed and have had slavery, yeah, and so forth and so on. Let's ask the question, why is that? Well, because black people, and the reason I asked you about the question about the United Nations, are not in the family of nations, and neither are white people in the family of nations, see? So when you look at the world and you look at the people that have been oppressed, who are they? There are people who are stateless or not tied into the family of nations.
That could be the case, yeah. But yeah. I think generally out there in the streets, right, not taking it to on any political level, I think what is the understanding of people who are, you know, just ordinary people out there? You know, when you say that you're a black person, what do you see and what do you understand of yourself and other people who are also regarded in that term? And I'm saying, why are you saying we'll see? I haven't finished. But when I look at white people don't run away from the term of being white. They don't run away from that because they see that as a powerful place to be, because whites own and whites have the power. Well, you know, at one time in this world, blacks saw the whole term as black as powerful because we added power to the black, okay?
But
when we did that, the whites became afraid because we then saw ourselves equal to them.
Yeah,
right?
Because you're not taking into consideration is black means to be dead in the law.
Hold on.
Well, that's if you want to take that definition.
No. That's the law, okay?
Yeah. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Look, I'm just going to go back what he said about being black. I'm going to bring it full time. On an application that most of us fill out,
mm-hmm,
there is people who put black, and there is people who are black of us who do not put black on it. They put other. And it's something in disconnect there, because when you look at, some people say they're happy to be black, but I'm going to tell you something. Let's be real for all of us. Some of our own people do not even put that on because it does have an inferior complex in their mind, regardless of how powerful we might put a word behind it.
Yeah.
It's being designated as a harmful word. I know island people would not put black on their application. Haitians would not put black on their application. They could be jet black and jet brown, jet whatever, mm-hmm, and they would not, because the psychological context in their mind is, oh, I'm not black. I'm not part of Black America.
Well, look,
and that's a fact.
On this government contract that I deal with right now, they don't have black. They have African American. And see, hold up, Ebony. You just said you don't consider, but you said African American. What I'm saying is, factually, there is no black person in this world, factually. So when you label someone something that they like, that's a delusion. There's no white person. White and black is a color that's clear. So now if you have that, and then you say when someone uses in any industry that black is a negative thing, when I got in technology, it really took the cake when I felt a black hat or black hacker is bad and a white something. The reason why the white people want to call themselves white, because they consider themselves better, right? And I'm going to say this. Every time that we use words to describe us that's not true, I guarantee they divide us. Black, telling somebody black people, white people, is division. So when we use words that have no meaning, I guarantee you they're dividers. There's no meaning. You can't point out a perfect white person or black person to me. It doesn't exist.
Okay, so why doesn't the word
and it causes
white
division
divide
between
white
us?
Why doesn't the word white divide white?
Excuse me?
Why doesn't the word white divide white?
Because why does the word white divide white?
And Goni told you
why. When you use the word white to someone who is maybe defined in society as white, why is it not an issue for those whites who have a name that doesn't really
isn't factually, a word that isn't factual. Michael needs to change his philosophy. I've been indoctrinated and keep on calling black Michael since I have, I'm letting you know now, since Michael is in IT, and I know IT is a new industry, and that these people are still making the terminologies, black is bad in that industry, and something white is good in that industry, and someone comes and calls me a black man, I'm letting you know they're transferring that out. So what I'm saying is the reason why I'm not going to do it no more, I'm not going to call nobody no more. I'm not going to consider myself a white. You can call me that, but I'm not going to label myself as a black man. I'm not going to label somebody as a white person.
And you're going to stop labeling
because that's
white
not what they are.
White.
I can label somebody by their traditions, their culture, or their ethnicity, or I can label where their geographical location is. I can do that, but I'm not going to call somebody that's something that they're not. Because that symbol, remember,
we're
using white and black as a symbol, not as
that symbol,
they're looking at black as being bad. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not going to say that because actually I'm not.
And we heard it. I'm just saying the symbolism is interesting because the symbolism has been with us because even if we can go to culture, which we do, we can say we're African-American, we can say we're African-British, we can say we're Asian, we can say this or that. The term black was in when it was used in a positive way, if it's used in a positive way, can be a unifier, you know, to bring people together regardless of all those little factions and ethnic groups that we have within ourselves. It can be.
Why
are you shouting?
But guess what? In actuality, we're not black. Show me a black person. He was wrong.
Well, the truth is, the term's been with us for a long while. I'm not saying we can't question its use. I'm just saying, just because someone defines it in a negative way doesn't mean that you can't give it a positive slant. And I'm saying, that there are a number of us, you know, in African nations who already separate ourselves with language. We separate ourselves according to where we are in the world. Already there's an issue for Africans abroad as opposed to Africans at home. We also have people who are darker skins who are also Asians, regard themselves as Asians. There are a number of divisions amongst people of color. What I'm saying is that why I don't mind the term black is because I think it can be a unifier for people where we're separated by different, because of the differences in language and the difference in sort of groups, different ethnic groups that we come from. So there's always been
that's not
going to
change
us
in the law.
With Caribbeans, not really one accepting themselves as African, and still they're happy with the term black, but maybe not Caribbean, not being regarded as Africans because there's not everybody who owns their Africanness. And I'm saying black kind of covers all that difference, but it doesn't have to be. No one has to say it's the right thing. It just
is
what it is.
You're trying to say the black brings everybody under one umbrella based off of some of the terminology is black. Now, I think everybody is correct. Everybody's really correct in their own way. It's like we're not really, none of us is really off because I can go under the black umbrella when I need that. Hey, man, our black people, you know how we talk. But I'm just saying, Ngoni made a point about where this color thing came from out of Germany, from Blutenbach. You got to realize they made symbolism out of black and white. The chessboard, the Masonic table, the Masonic floor is black and white. The yin and the yang, black and white. So it has a positive and negative connotation. But at the same time, it's a natural progression. You're going to have that. But they have taken that their negativity towards the dark indigenous people is negative toward what we consider the white people. So I believe they rally on that particular white, like you said they do, based off their creed of European, we're going to dominate. Yeah, we can fight each other, but we're going to dominate. This one principle here is to keep the darker color indigenous people down. And I'm
right.
going on the premise that all of us are saying really the same thing, because it does have that point where it could make a sound like they're very blackballed and all this other stuff. They made it sound that way, but at the same time, there's a positive behind it at the same time. I think we got to find a balance within our own selves, because they are going to keep defining us. They're doing it now. They're going to keep defining us until they got no point. But it came out of Germany, and I think if we study that concept, what they did, the movie Django shows you that movie Django, when he said that they said your brain was this way. That was the same group of people that came up with that concept of how to deal with us through that racial divide. Because there was no color of, there was no black and white until the 17th century. That's a fact.
Exactly. I agree
exactly.
with you. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, those definitions have been imposed on us and whatever. But I think what was great about the 62 and seeing those three African-American guys do the salute, right, which was Black Power, the Black Power salute, was that, okay, it was just one incident, but it changed for a while. It changed that whole
dynamic,
the whole
yeah.
around black, the dynamic,
yeah.
we all felt well, like empowered by that stance, because for once, black was not a negative thing. It now became a powerful thing. And what I'm saying is that words are words, right? How we empower ourselves through the use of words is our choice. We can change any word.
But,
you can see that in street language.
Michael?
Hold on. I'm saying there's street words, there's street language that's out there that people put out there that doesn't even make sense to anybody else, but people empower themselves through those words because people start to use it and other people get power, build the power behind it. I'm saying the word was imposed on us. We don't necessarily have
to take
the
meaning then.
That was given. Sorry?
It has no meaning. Like the word nigger. I'm sorry, Mr. Talk. If someone takes that word, right, is in the context, and everyone says it means good and it also means bad, to me, Michael, it has no meaning. It has no meaning. Because if somebody can look at something and says it means a million different things, to me, Michael, it has no foundation. It has no meaning. Anybody can use it any kind of way. We get chaos and confusion. That's why you can have African-American people call each other that word and other outsiders think, oh, that's bad. They think it's good. So that word has different meanings to everybody. If all of us on this phone have a word and have different meanings to that word, my question is, what does that word really mean then, if it has multiple pictures? Meaning to Michael is clear, concise, has no distortion or no misinterpretation. But when you have different meanings of the same word,
people can BS.
It's crazy.
The world is not black and white in the way that you're trying to make it black and white. It isn't one thing or the other.
Well,
there are gray areas.
Mr. Talk is an African-American man.
No, your language is
so African-American people like that word. So why is it a difference?
Whatever. Because you're shouting doesn't mean that you're right. I keep telling you that.
All right, hold on.
Doesn't mean you're right. Okay, get
let me
over
bring,
yourself.
Oh, Lord, I hate this. Let me bring someone else in here. let's see. Piston Pilot, better known as the Jew.
Whining
bunch
of
babies you are. Listen to all of you. Oh, it's because I'm black. He's white. Did I hear that you were making excuses for these knockout game assholes? Is that right? Was somebody making excuses for them? Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's becoming quite clear it's black versus white. in that particular area, because I don't see any white kids playing the knockout game. But if you guys are all worried about these wonderful youth, well, white America's arming up. They're already armed. Out here where I live, about 5 miles from me, some guy shot one of them twice with a .40 caliber, put him in jail and the hospital. Kids in the hospital, I think he was 17 years old. Kids in the hospital with 2 gunshot wounds, and then they put him in jail. They didn't go after the white guy, and they're not going to go after the white guys. There could be a lot of people getting shot all over the country particular game that's going on. That's such a silly game. I hope it's worth them getting shot. But if you're all worried about it, you know, let me know, because I'm sure we can make more excuses
Let me just say that on that one. Yeah, it is happening, but there's a lot of games that all both of us are known to be playing. The woman that knocked her head into the ground and smashed her face, she wasn't playing the game.
She wasn't playing the game. The woman that got knocked out and had her face smashed into the sidewalk, there's a video of that.
It's crazy, man. Why are you making excuses?
What do you mean? Nobody's making excuses
because you're absolutely right. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But all I'm saying is a lot of videos, these people are doing...
Our youth is doing some crazy things.
But that's just a little taste.
White people, like you just named, have always wanted to have a race war.
White people have always wanted to have a race war. I don't even know who you are
that you keep talking over everybody. That's called...
No, you're talking over him, Jew.
No, I'm not. That's called attempted murder, sir.
You want a race war? That's called attempted murder.
When the Ku Klux Klan was crawling all over the place, killing up and stringing up black...
Don't give me nonsense.
I'm not going to argue with him because he wants one. He wants one. So now I'm arguing with him. I see what he got. You want one. That's why you mentioned everybody know you got many guns. Everybody know that. You're not surprising nobody. See, what you're doing is you're trying to bring on incitement by pointing out that black folks, our youth, is so dangerous. When your youth is doing so much more, I'm on the internet every day too, Jew, and I'm going to tell you, y'all doing some salacious shit out there. You're doing all kind of stuff, and you got a lot of nerves trying to pinpoint that on black because you yourself know that's what you always wanted. I can prove this because when Goni mentioned about white supremacists in Germany, that was their master plan, is annihilation of the blacks. Of all races, are we going to do it to the ones in America because they are the most vulnerable to us because we had them in such ignorance for such a long time? I'm glad you just said that. I just seen 12 years of slaves. And I'm going to tell y'all, they have propagated this movie if we don't pay attention to what they were doing, they had black men who was huge and fair because they were so brutal. And they're about to be brutal because Jew is a prime example that he's letting you know we want to shoot you. I hope all y'all listen to that. So when he comes on again,
you're going to get shot. You come at me when I'm walking. Hey, you love that. I'm not going to argue with you no more. I'm going to say, if you live in a state without a concealed weapon,
how are you going to shoot them out on the street?
Okay. We have put those individuals in the green room. So they can talk as long as they want. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Because I see we got some stuff going on right about now. Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Ebony, were you trying to make another point?
You know what I think is interesting? I wasn't part of that conversation about knockouts and what young people are doing. But I definitely, from what I hear of the frustration of communities in America, I hear that there are a lot of things that are happening, that have been happening for some time in the States that has not been addressed by white communities and black communities. You know, the amount of crimes against, young people, older people, there's a lot of stuff going on that isn't challenged. You had the young woman the other day who got shot by someone, but then every time I look online, I see another person who was shot, by someone who is so-called protecting themselves and protecting their home from these people who they don't know. And it never gets investigated. It never goes anywhere because, you know, this stand your ground thing is getting out of control. And so, yeah, now we've got young people walking around and knocking people down, and that is so wrong. But so is it really wrong to be killing people with stand your ground and no one being taken for trial, or people who are going for trial being let off because somehow it's okay to kill people. I'm saying there's, you know, there's two wrongs don't make a right. And it's definitely not right for what those young people are doing, and it's definitely not right the number of people that are being killed by people who are operating under a so-called stand your ground rule. So I think there's a lot to be addressed by American communities, and you guys need to sort it out. Till then, I'm not getting on a plane, okay?
Okay. Huh, you're not getting on
the
plane.
It's safer in the UK right now. There's too much stuff going on in the US.
Well, it's not new stuff, Ebony, and in my view,
not
you
new.
Know. No, it's not new. And like
safer in the
saying,
UK, they've got better, they've got worse crime statistics in the UK than they do in America.
This is perpetuated.
Oh, you know what? I don't know, Joe. Are you not alarmed by the number of people now who are shooting people who are, you know, under this so-called pretext of protecting themselves in their homes? Isn't that kind of getting a bit outlandish now? Because there are a lot of those crimes happening daily.
Like the astute politician that you would like to be, you've diverted the question. The thing is that there's more crime in the UK than in the United States. But getting back to your question,
the UK is a tiny fraction of the US.
But per capita,
how could that be a fair comparison?
Crime in
how could that be a fair comparison?
Because
oh,
per
get
capita.
Over it. You've never been to the United
Hello,
Kingdom, and I don't know what news you're reading.
Oh, for God's sake!
We are like
a
speckle
compared
to the size of the US.
You're right, Miss Galloway.
Okay.
Good.
I'm always right.
Yes,
know
you are, Miss Galloway. Ebony's wrong, but you, Miss Galloway, you're always. The thing is that also getting back to your thing about homeowners shooting people who want to commit home invasion, They should shoot them. Come inside my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the law is. You're dead.
Oh,
you come to my house. You're dead.
Well, that's
don't.
A stupid thing to say, Joe, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, man, you said the same thing, Jew. And
no, I've never said the same thing. First of all, you never shoot to kill. Now, that'll get you landed in jail. But go ahead. Use a firearm responsibly. Defend yourself.
I would rather be tried by a jury of 12 than be carried out by a bunch of six.
It's a stupid statement.
No, it isn't. You're just saying that because you just want to start some controversy.
You've never had any training in civilian.
Then I hope somebody goes to your house. And I hope his name is Perry Steele, and I hope you don't shoot
him. If someone comes to my house and they're intent on causing trouble, and they put
well,
my
life...
Well,
if you find somebody in your house
at
1 o'clock in the morning, you ask them, Jew. Please ask them. Just sit them down and ask them if they're there to cause trouble.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I've got news for you. When you shoot somebody and you say, oh, I shot to kill him, some prosecutors
who said I had
would inhale
to, who
your
said
ass.
I shot to kill? If he's alive after I shot him, he's alive. But if he's dead, I will take the legal consequences.
You just said if you come into my house, I'm going to kill you.
I said, I'm going to shoot. I said, yeah, if he's dead, he's dead.
Yeah.
You said
you didn't
so.
Say that,
that's right.
You didn't say that you were going to shoot to stop him. You said, I'm going to shoot to kill him.
And if the
and
shot
some
comes out of his face,
may
off,
I ask a legal question?
Going to take what you
may
just said.
May I ask you a legal question?
Then find
if
him.
You,
you
live
can
in
take it
state.
Anywhere you want. You do not come to my house.
I would like to ask a legal question. You, if you live in a state where you can't carry a concealed weapon on the street, how are you going to shoot somebody that you think that's going to go in and hit you? How are they going to do it?
Well, that's the problem with people that live in New York City, for example, because you're not allowed to defend. You're not even allowed in New York City to carry pepper spray or mace. Did you know that?
Okay. Well, now I do. I mean, and they try to end up 32 ounce soldiers. I understand that too, and they just refilled that back.
That's right. But now,
so,
look,
I mean,
pepper spray and mace.
Pepper spray and mace
is not the panacea, because if it's a nice windy day, you might get the pepper spray in your face right back at you. But still,
now listen,
it's a better
we
alternative.
We have three cases in New York where people have gotten hit. Now, if these videos that they're showing on video,
and they're black
New York City has 7 million people. Since we have cameras, we got two cases in New York City and a couple of cases here and there. And see how they're blowing these small cases because teenagers do some crazy dumbass shit.
Yeah, let me tell you,
I had dinner last night. Hold up. I'm trying to explain something. Teenagers do some crazy stuff.
Really?
Because they want to do it because they want to say, oh, I'm going to see if you can knock some out. They do it for laughs. Even how you have a lot of white Caucasian teens out here that's doing Caucasian people that's doing crazy stuff too. But this case is being highlighted because it's on paper. Listen, it's on
Wait a minute.
Yo, it's 7 million people in New York. How many people are getting hit?
Wait a minute, hold up.
They keep on showing the same take over again, Mr.
Shot too. That's unfortunate.
Okay, all right, so.
These are
that's unfortunate, but guess what?
You know,
if I'm not bothering anybody, I get to go home. I get to go about my way. If I'm not doing anything to anybody and I'm not hurting anybody, I get to go about my business unmolested.
Okay, now, you through? Okay. Everybody's
well, I don't
now.
Know.
Okay.
The guy asked me a question. I'm trying to answer him. It's difficult because he never shuts up.
All right. Well, everybody. All right. Now. All right. Look, it's like this. Now, for some reason, we didn't got on Stand Your Ground and, you know, the pepper spray and all this. And that's fine. If you got to protect yourself, protect yourself. All right. But right now with this so-called game, you know, they're catching people who can't protect themselves, apparently. Now, like I said before. Now, I'm going to say I don't really care whether they're black, white, Asian, whatever. It's something that needs to stop happening. I know that much. So, you know, yes, I agree. They are cowards, and you know, it's, you know, I'm just appalled by it because I never thought about nothing like that.
Did you see the video where the guy came up behind the woman who walking down the street and knocked her out from behind?
Yes, I saw that, and that was brought to my attention.
Did you also see?
But wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up.
Smash on the
sidewalk. Wait a minute.
Stop.
Okay. What?
Oh, he's gonna cry. This man. Who is this man?
All right, look. Just like this. Michael.
Oh.
Take a minute to breathe. Take a minute to breathe, Michael. Okay. Now, basically, this is what's going on. All right. The knockout game, you know, apparently, as the one guy said, it's been around since 1996. I guess it's something that comes and goes depending on what somebody has seen. And maybe the problem is it's getting so much attention because in this day and age, everything that happens is either essential sensationalized because of YouTube. You know, everybody wants to post something on the internet.
How's
now.
It YouTube? How's it
you know,
it's being sensationalized by the news media.
Yes, ma'am.
Back in 1996, from 1996, has this always been an exclusive black thing as the aggressor? Has it always been black people that have done this knockout thing?
I don't know. I would have to look into that. I don't know. I mean,
never heard about
it. You know, it may have started that way. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. But
certainly
you
ending
know,
up that way. Yeah,
as I have said before, it's amazing, though, how when something like this happens, it's always broken down into the racial divide, you know, racial.
Well, some people like to start history where it's convenient for them. They don't want to deal with the continuum.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to talk about where violence first started at.
Did the violence start, Sister Nigo?
You know exactly where it started.
You want me to be Father Bologna for you again?
You can do whatever you want to do, Jew. That's up to you.
Tell me, where did the violence start?
I don't think I need to tell you that. If you're a man of history, you know where.
Let's not play games. You just say it.
I don't have to say it, Jew, because it's obvious.
Why don't you want to say it? Just brought it up. Why don't you say it?
I don't want to. It's obvious where the violence started.
Well, apparently it's not obvious where the violence started.
Okay. Whatever you say.
As far as I'm concerned,
there's
the violence starts when,
you,
when all
there's
you
no
black women
you.
Think I should be beating my own child because that's the way to do it. That's what you should do. Yeah.
What did you just say?
You're all beating your own children. Oh, yeah, that's another show, Mr. Talk. Apparently, all the black women thought that I don't beat my child enough. Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. We're not even going there.
You got your hood and your sheet on, Jim?
That's a whole other thing.
No, I think people probably thought that, not that you should be beating your child, but probably you didn't get enough beats as a child.
More people, including themselves, than anybody on the planet Earth. This is naturally known. That's why I don't understand why you're making this assumption. You know history, according, I hear you know history. You are barbarically known throughout the planet Earth. You're the Anglo-Saxons. I can't see how you can't figure that out. They built a great wall to get your asses out of there. You are playing a race game because you must be into mainstream or some type of shit, because that's why you're using that black and white so much. You know as well as I do that white people was only identified because during Germany they seen the Caucasus Mountains, seen those beautiful white, and they made white to be pure. Black was already on the earth because we're dark matter. They called Ethiopia the dark land, Egypt the dark land, Setuli the dark land. So that's because you have a higher dark pigmentation of people because of the equator. You do know that, Jew. Are you aware of that? Since you were saying you were supposed to be in Africa building pyramids. That's a joke. Now, you tell me,
what's a joke?
Why can't they,
I haven't
why
heard
can't
you
they
say
be black?
Funny,
why
yeah.
can't they be black? Because the dark matter of the, if you go to the most
what the hell
part
are you
Africa,
talking
the,
about?
The pigment,
next you're
going to
tell me that
very,
I'm a racist because I like white meat when I eat chicken.
That's okay. That's fine with
you.
You
all right with that?
Too.
Okay.
Now,
I like the white meat.
I like
the white
meat because it's nice and juicy.
You,
I like
you're supposed to be a
historical.
Now you're getting
juicy.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, well, y'all getting carried away. There will be no, yeah, y'all will not be buzzing in the water here talking that craziness. Let me bring Mr. Lowe in. He just showed up, so let me bring Mr. Lowe in and see what he has to add to the conversation. Go ahead, Mr. Lowe.
Shalom. How's everybody doing?
Shalom.
Hey, man, this weather, I don't know what it's going to do, but you know this fireplace is sure feeling good. I know that.
Yeah, we need some peace in here today, Mr. Lowe.
I've been listening, but, you know, I think it's foolish to, you know, I don't really know exactly what you guys are talking about because you went in so many directions, but as far as this running up hitting somebody or whatever, I think that's the dumbest thing in the world, and I say it like this, if I have a pistol with me, and that happened to me or that happened to somebody with me, if I got to shoot them in the back of their head or in their ass or whatever, that's what I'm going to do. But whoever did that, they going to lay down. Whether they die or not, that ain't up to me.
Agreed.
Well,
it's foolish.
You said you didn't hear earlier, started talking about this knockout thing, and then somebody brought in the fact that it was all blacks doing it. Then Mr. Talk brought in some evidence that this thing was something that started back in 1996, comes and goes. And my question was it always only blacks? It's supposedly black teenagers now. So that's how we got into the racial thing, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll say this much, you know, as far as them putting a microscope on this, it's only about blacks that's doing. Violence has been perpetuated throughout history for whites and blacks and the Japhetic people and on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, this is nothing new. It's just something for the right now. And in a few months or maybe a year or whatever, after somebody else gets killed or whatever, it'll dissipate. You know, that's the way I see it. I mean, everything come and go, and this is something that came and went before, and it's going to come and go again. You know, it's a shame that it has to be like that, but somebody did say that people are so used to and so media hungry. They want everything to be seen by everybody in the world that they're doing, you know, and I don't understand it.
Mr. Talk said something about being on the Internet. That's another thing I think is done on purpose. You know, it's okay for us to watch some blacks hit some people, but we don't have no problem with the millions of pet babies being droned daily by this government. What you consider more deadly? Some people walking down the street, or people that's shooting down all kind of innocent people in five nations: Syria, Lebanon, Libya, done by our own so-called government.
We're
more focusing on that. If you're really concerned about violence, then I think we should be more concerned about the purveyor of the violence, which would be this country.
Bones, I'm going to tell you what's happening with those specific countries you just named. This is prophetic.
Okay, well, you're in the Bible.
I'm going to tell you why.
Prophetic. Imhotep. Whatever the hell that means.
Well, we're not talking about Joseph, because Joseph was an Israelite.
I said Imhotep, whatever the hell that means.
That's not Joe. But I'm about to silence him.
Now, that's that white guy that calls in that's annoying.
No, Imhotep is there. He's talking about the Imhotep, the God, and Ptah.
Go ahead, Lo.
No, I was saying Imhotep was Joseph, which was Joseph the dreamer, according to the Bible. But the Egyptians will not give the Israelites credit for Joseph actually being the savior of Egypt. But like I say, all of these things have been perpetuated before. And prophetically, these countries that are going in, getting bombed and everything else happening right now, all these countries had
Joseph is not an Egyptian name.
I didn't say it was my
Oh, okay. I'm in this long traffic jam, man.
Okay, well, how about you talk to somebody that's in the traffic with you?
No, listen, I was talking to my girl today, and she asked me, she said, well, you know you got to watch out. We was walking down. I said, when people come, you always let somebody know that you're aware of them. If somebody's going to get you or catch you slipping, if you let them know I'm aware of you, where you at, it backs a perpetrator up. But if you got your head down, you don't know what you're doing. When I walk the street, I can glance at somebody and don't have to stare at them. As long as I know where that person is at and be aware of your surroundings, you should be okay. Now, having said that, are these teens doing? No. Teens do some stupid-ass shit. When I was a teen, I'd done the most stupid-ass shit, right? They're taking these small, isolated incidents that's caught on camera now, because back then, before they were doing this stuff before 96. Only thing, the camera wasn't rolling. But if you notice, they're showing these. New York City is made of 7 million people, and they have about 2 incidents, and they keep replaying them, and now you think all black people are doing that. All group of black people walking together are going to do. No, it's not. You see how they keep on playing it? So you got to look at the numbers. I'm just saying, man. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but don't make it a racial thing. Teenagers do some dumbass shit and it needs to stop. That's all.
Let me ask you a question then, brother. Is that by design for them to keep playing the same thing over and over and over? Is it by design? Is it by design or is it by coincidence?
I would
is it happenstance?
So. Yeah.
What is it?
Exactly.
Of course. What's going to happen is you're going to get more and more people, whether they're Asian, whether they're Caucasian or whatever, more and more people are going to get concealed, and as soon as they feel threatened, they're going to pull that weapon, shoot a person of color because they felt that they were compelled to do so, and it's going to be justified because
they felt compelled to get a weapon by just having a black president. It has nothing to do with these kids. They feel compelled by anybody but having power. When they had sold more weapons when Obama got elected, man, they can't sell no more weapons. Bullets are on hold right now, man.
Look at the fact that there is an agenda behind all of that. There is.
Somebody said
that they are actually trying to start a race war in this country. Somebody said that, and it's true. It's very true. You know, whether people would like to believe it or not, what black people are doing. They doing the Dougie, and they are twerking, and they doing the Maury Povich show. If you look on YouTube, you will see white people on their days off from work out in the woods running with AK-47s and M-16s and things as though they're getting ready for combat. So all in all, the lambs will be led to slaughter again because of poor preparation. I don't advocate violence, but if you see that there's something in this television and in the media
that's portraying you in an image that's totally wrong, you know, and you don't do anything to try to combat that, then, hey, it's just going to stay like it is.
Everybody should have a home protection. That's just common sense. A shotgun is most the easiest thing you can get without a permit. So anybody who knows does know that, you need to re-educate yourself. You don't need a hand permit. You can have a shotgun that can even travel in your car as a hunting tool. So that's something that we need to be caught up on. But we wouldn't win no way. I don't think if anybody who tells you we can win, you got to be out your mind.
Bro,
you
okay,
think
win.
We so unorganized and unbelievable. That's the last thing we should be talking about, what you're saying.
Hold on.
Because John
Michael,
Jones, they had
Michael,
this before.
Hold on, Michael.
The Wild
hold
Wild
on, Michael.
That never went Wild Bones.
Hold on,
we already
Michael.
Had it before.
Hold on, Michael. Let me bring Maze in. She wants to get a piece of this.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead, Maze.
Yes. Can I get my spin on the knockout stuff? This started in 1996. And this crazy media is putting out something that's not even necessary, and it's all kids doing it, not only black kids, but you're listening to the Fox hypocrites. They'll think, make you think only black kids doing it. And then it started in 1996, and they didn't have no complaint then because it was just the kids in the neighborhood doing it, and they're still doing it. And they just put it on YouTube now.
I agree with her. I have no problem with that. Absolutely, I agree.
Well, no. When they talking about this in 96, no. This ain't happening.
They weren't talking about it. They weren't talking about it in 96. Well, go back and look it up, and you will see that it was, they were doing it in 96. They just only put it on YouTube now.
I guarantee you, when you get teens together, in group of cities, forget 96.
They were doing the same thing. There has been kids who worked in groups
and beat people up just for beating them
Mike.
Up. Forget 96.
Did they have a cell phone where you could pull it up and look at it then? They were doing the same thing, but they didn't have no way to put it on the internet. I'm talking about the act.
These acts, people have been doing it, but most people don't do that, and I'm letting you know with the cameras, they're boosting it up. Exactly. This stuff happens all the time in our community. Right, and if you notice, they only have about a handful of cases in these small, millions of people that live in New York. They only got like 2 tapes. Okay, people have been doing this for years. But now the camera's just chatting, and now they're blowing it out of proportion. Now they're being induced. Oh, now I want to strap up. All black people are bad. Man, these isolated incidents, man, they're blowing it out of proportion.
But they must be going to shoot their own children, too, because they're doing it, too.
Right.
So what, they going to just shoot their kids?
That's true.
They're just making it look like it's the black kids. It's all kids.
It's all kids.
Small denomination. Yes, it is.
They're just only focusing on one group.
Don't mute me, Mr. Talk, when I say it, because I'm going to say it, and you might think I said something else. I love to see the wiggers walk with their pants all under their ass, and they got to walk holding their pants. I love to see that, because now it's not just our children that's doing that. I love to see that, because we're the dumb animals that we're supposed to be the dumb animals that the rest of the world hates.
Yes, and believe, because they put it out there, and we were supposed to believe it is just our kids is doing it.
Everything they
put out there is always against our kids. And then you got us dragging along and believing what they say. But take a look back and see when it started and who started off doing it. That's where we leave off at.
Right.
Let me bring up a point here.
Hold on for a minute, Maze.
Let me bring up a point here. Now, I've been sitting back really listening to what's been going on, and you know, just from this conversation here on this show, it's amazing. It really shows why this country is in the state that it's in. Because now we started talking about something as simple as teenagers sneaking up on people and knocking people out. But gradually and very vigorously, it turned into race, black and white.
But here's
my point. Here's the point to that. Why did it have to be that?
Because that's how this country started.
Some people let them get away with it, and they don't know. Those that don't know just think it is black kids. Because when O'Reilly said a large percent of them are black, I said if a large percent of them black, it's not only black kids doing it. He's just trying to fix it up to make it look that way, and you got the nuts out there that don't have no better sense want to go out and shoot somebody for no reason at all to be like Zimmerman. Just like what we said about him. We see what's happening to him now. But nobody believes
us. Well, let me ask this question then. How do we get away from that? Are we ever going to be able to get away from this type of thinking?
It's not going to happen. I don't care how much education people get, yeah, and how much liberalism people say they have or whatever. Sooner or later, when the economic tides turn and the guy that has the nice stuff, he loses his nice stuff, and Raheem down the block gets something nice, and now all of a sudden he's looking at it, he's coveting him. The tides turn. Now all of a sudden the nice liberal white man feels like he's being oppressed. And so he's going to get mad. So it'll never stop.
Reverse everything they did and put it on you.
That's
your slowness for it.
Well, the middle class, what you just said, the middle class, which was covered everybody, let's put everybody in the middle class regardless of what their ethnicity is, as the middle class finally starts to get squeezed because what's keeping us really out of each other is that cash money system. So if the middle class get cast together, then we might come together. That's a possibility that it would take economic calamity only.
I don't know what the middle class is, because you depend on how much you make, because it's all kind of middle classes.
No, but I'm saying middle class really goes from anybody who's probably making about between $70,000 and $36,000. And then you'd be upper middle class. I'm just dealing with the regular. Now, once people start to realize they're being squeezed together, and no matter what their ethnicity, that's going to be the telltale sign for America, because if America goes toward what we consider white supremacy, what they're built upon, we'll find out. Now, I ain't going to say all white folks are supremacists, but I'm just going to say that there are some who will probably help, but most of them who find themselves in the same position as we are, that's the only way we will bring about change, if they come into that same category without the fight. But if we got that caste system where a homeboy going to get more than me and that contract going to go to such and such, we're going to always be fighting.
But I'm wondering.
Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt, but Mr. Talk, I'm being called out of my name in the chat room, and I want to thank Antoinette and Bible Benny for defending me.
They've been kicked out. I got them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was listening to that. I was watching that. I kicked them out. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I do, Mr. Talk, is to ask these media people that's putting this stuff out, and you ask them when did it start and could they go back and do some research. They'd be like in a state of shock, because this didn't start in the poor community where they were knocking kids out. They were doing it in the so-called middle class or upper class, whatever you want to call it. That's where it started. They didn't have them. They were bored. And that's what you hear them say now. They're bored.
Are you saying, Maze, that our children are now bored and...
No, I didn't say that.
I'm saying this is nothing new. This was being done, but they only can put it so other kids can look at it now.
No, I agree. I agree. But I'm saying...
And it's not only our kids. It's all kids.
Yeah, I hear that. But I think there's something about us just accepting responsibility for what
we
know.
We can't accept responsibility for other people's kids are doing the same thing. They're all bad.
No, I'm saying other people's kids. I'm saying you saying that does not negate the fact that there are young people out there doing something that is highly dangerous and is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Can't we just say it's wrong and stop saying, talking about
who's doing it? I'm not saying it's not wrong.
I'm saying it's not only black kids.
That's what I'm saying, Ebony.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
We always take the blame for everything, and we're not at fault at all times.
Many of us say that it's wrong. When many of us have admitted that it's being done is wrong. But you see, what you're not taking into consideration is that the press is trying to make this a racial issue.
Yes, it is.
I hear that. But I'm saying the press will always try and make it a racial issue. But I'm saying at the same time, there is another conversation to be had about why might our young people be doing that, and how do we take responsibility in our community for what is wrong when it is wrong. Because
what I do is I say everybody
so
take
much,
responsibility for their community.
I'm just saying when we can spend a lot of time talking about who's doing it and the fact that everybody's doing it and whatever, doesn't negate the fact It's like me, my children, okay? If I heard that my son or my daughter, and they're in that age group, was doing that kind of stuff, I'd be outraged and I want to kill him. And I really would be going mad about it. Not,
but let me
and
explain something to you,
conversation
Ebony.
Would not be, my conversation would not be, actually, they're not the only ones doing it. My conversation would be, why are my children doing it? And why do they
that's
feel
that
way?
The reason why
Ebony.
Your conversation wouldn't
Ebony.
Be that, Ebony, is because you don't live in the United States.
I understand
the United States is no different and not much
Ebony.
Worse than the U.K.,
but let me explain something to you, Ebony. It's just like they are going to shoot up the school system, but you don't hear them running around saying, like,
thank
more
you.
White kids are shooting up the school system. Let's
thank you. They got
them
counselors.
Them.
They got them counselors.
They got counselors and everything else.
Exactly.
But they're doing everything. All the time. And
they're
we
doing everything bad, too. But I'm
everybody
saying,
needs to be talking.
I'm saying that sometimes, let's have the conversation. I hear what you guys are saying, but let's also have the conversation about why our children would be doing that and what we can do to stop it, because I think we still have to take some responsibility for those that are ours that are doing it.
Well,
right?
So when
you have a conversation and your kids stop and they're still doing it, what's going to happen? Your kids that stop can get knocked out too.
Well,
if everybody don't stop it.
When these people are in a group walking, the other, now I'm not blaming it, but one, if you notice, one person out of that group is doing something without the other people knowing about it. Now I don't know if they're going to say, oh, well, hey, this person not, hey, guy, well, this person is coming to you, hey, John, go ahead and knock him out. What it seems like is that they're walking together and then someone just decides to do it, and guess what they're going to do? The only reason why they're doing it is to laugh later. Oh, you see how you knocked that lady out? Oh, he got the knockout punch. This is what these kids are doing. And I want to say something, Ebony. Full circle, even though the white kids may not be knocking people out, but these people are raising their kids to knock out individuals in another light. Not physically, but mentally and segregating in another. So how you want to look at violence, can be a handle in many different ways. You can knock a person out in many different ways. That's all I wanted to say.
But what I'm saying, we don't need the media to bring this to us to tell us to take care of our children when they're not taking care of their own. When they start taking care of their children, then they can come have a conversation with us.
Well, the media
that's
is
what
doing
I'm saying.
What they're supposed to do.
That's
the media,
right. The media is
driving
to get
a wedge.
People to follow, and it's not happening, and we're putting a cap on it. Because when they go back to 96,
all right, everybody
they're going to see where it really originated
this.
From.
Now where's the conversation
that's
going?
Exactly
well,
how it's going to go.
Okay.
Well, like I was all about right. to say, I said on many shows ago, it all starts with their fathers being men. Men, I know, Mr. Talk, you have a son, and your son is not going, and the way you say that you ride his back, he's not going to go out there and play the knockout game, is he?
He could
no,
be with somebody in the group that's doing it. He ain't going to be
with that type of group because he know better.
Exactly.
A whole lot of no better, but end up in places that they're not supposed to be.
Well,
no, because I done gave him his knockout punch, so he know not to play
right.
that with me.
Well, everybody
so,
has.
No.
See,
no, everybody has.
No,
but
the children.
Just hold up.
What you're not hearing, Maze, is that Mr. Talk's taking responsibility for his child.
We all have
saying,
taken responsibility for our children.
No,
yeah,
no,
but
no,
we,
no.
But you're
all
having
right, there's two issues here. Jesus, freaking Jesus.
Joe,
yes,
Joe,
yes.
Don't
oh, nah, don't give me no
Jojo
shit. I've been listening to your fucking nonsense for
too long. Well, you
should
have said something.
I said something before you got here. Now, fight that.
Okay.
There are three fucking issues here. Yes, yes, yes. The press is taking this and it's really overblowing it. Okay, fine. We all know that.
Your media is overblowing it.
The press is the media,
mate. Because they said it. What?
Okay.
The press
all right.
is the media.
I'm saying it's like Stupid O'Reilly.
Oh, for God's sake. Does anybody here understand English? That's a problem.
That's what he said, Mace.
What? I didn't hear it.
He said the press.
You didn't hear it.
You were talking.
There's a whole lot of stuff in this.
And I'm not
saying
that.
Yeah.
Here's the
okay.
thing. So now
all
we
right.
know this, and we know it's overblown, but blacks
uh-huh.
have to take responsibility. Whites have to take responsibility.
Thank
and, yes,
you.
If the whites were doing it to the same degree as the blacks, there wouldn't be that much press. That's
they are
difference.
Doing it in the same degree. They're just not getting focused on
what
it.
What did I
like
just say?
Maze. Really?
Hey, so where's yeah, the conversation going to go now? I think that's something we can all agree on.
If I could have
yeah.
finished.
Oh, jeez.
All I was saying is I use Mr. Talk for example.
It's already known. Hey, my kid is not going to do this because I'm going to get in his behind. And if anybody around him has an idea like that, he won't be around him because he's not going to surround himself with that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of these children that you're talking about, their mama off somewhere doing whatever and their daddy off, they don't, probably don't know who their daddy is.
You don't know that.
The probability is that it's
very high. It's very high.
Yes,
because
I agree.
The thing is, the majority of the time, when you got these, a lot of these inner city kids aren't raised with both parents. And if you don't have a daddy around or a male figure around or whatever the case, you got a woman that's working trying to take care of the house.
That's the case.
You got a teenager. You have a teenager out there.
Maze, really.
You have a teenager out there in the streets doing whatever the hell he or she wants to do. And don't use MLK for example.
No, let me tell you something. You found a whole lot of kids with mom and the daddy and the
okay.
baby.
All right. Enough, because, see, there we go. All right. And look, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about. We going to move on from this now. All right. We all agree it's something bad, and, you know, hopefully it stops, and the media, you know, they'll find something else in a couple of days to sensationalize, and we've been moved on. Okay. You just take responsibility for your kid, and if you in your kid's life, you shouldn't have to worry about them being involved in it, okay? Now, this one other thing I want to talk about, the morning after pill, all right? Now, here's the funny thing about the morning after pill. They have discovered that any woman weighing over 172, 165 pounds, really, the pill will not work for them.
Wow.
All right, who got the TV on?
That's done on purpose, there, man.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the morning after pill. You know, if a woman wears 165 pounds, basically they say it's like drinking a glass of water. It's not going to do anything for you. All right, so here's my thing. What is the purpose of the pill then? I don't know. You know, in today's society, there's not too many women that's under 162 pounds, you know, fit or not. So what is the purpose of it then? And here's the other thing, though. In the United States, you know, you have those that have the generic form. Well, in Europe, they're changing the label to let, you know, individuals know this little stipulation. But here in the United States, they're not going to change it for some, because they have some regulations say that the main company has to change it before they will. Yeah, so, I mean, really? Is that not deceiving people?
Yeah, they don't have to tell
the public?
Well, it's not a deception, because now we all know. I mean, when medicine comes
we don't
out,
all know,
it's a trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying, we don't all know. We don't all know. I mean, I wouldn't have known this if he wouldn't have said it. And there are millions or thousands of women that probably don't know this. And you are right. When medicine comes out, they have a control group, and, you know, they go and do all of this research and come up with all these numbers and facts that they call facts. But 4 or 5 years down the road, you find a commercial late at night saying an attorney commercial saying that this medication that these people told you was okay and safe is wind up killing people or whatever. So, hey, they don't really do everything they can to make this stuff safe, and they're not there to protect.
They're not there to protect anybody.
But if we have a social problem like polio, and we know it's a problem, people, us human beings, we have scientists, we're going to have to try to come away to come up with a vaccine. I mean, all vaccines are not bad. I mean, science is good. Now, when so something like the polio, they have to use a placebo. Anytime you have a vaccine, you have to put a placebo out just to make sure the testing. So even them, they double-check certain things. And I'm just saying, if things come out and it's addressed, okay, I think they need to make it more stronger or something like that. Women need to know that. But everything is not perfect, but it's the reason why they did it.
But, Mr. Tuck, when they did their clinical trials, maybe they did it on all the women that was under 150 pounds, and it's on the people that they know it works on. That's why.
Exactly.
That number. If they do it for
if
they put the women that's 150 and over in the clinical trials, they don't know what that might come out with them because they never tested it on them.
Right.
Right.
That's what happened with a lot of stuff.
They didn't test the whales.
Well, I understand, oh Lord. See, don't be calling no whales. But I understand what you're saying, Mays. I understand.
They need
but
love too, Lord.
Look,
the girls
average,
need love too.
The average African American woman weighs 156 pounds, according to the article.
Really?
You know,
I was about to
say that, but I knew everybody would jump all over me.
No.
And I wonder how many women.
Because I was about to say, the black community, you see nothing but junk on the trunk. So, I mean,
Long as it's in the right place.
Long as in that ass and not that belly. Go ahead. Long as in the right place.
And so is the same way with men. Some men got it, some
don't. A lot of men got a big belly. I keep my belly straight. A lot of men got a big car.
Okay.
What
does
that have to do with me?
God dang. Between the two of y'all. Oh, Lord. Mm. Men don't take the morning after pill, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
She just want to argue. God,
you know, and Michael, I don't care if you got a flat stomach. Good for you. Everybody's not blessed to have a flat stomach, okay? So what they do? Now, back to what we were talking about, the morning after pill. You know, I just think it's amazing that, you know, because it's been out for a few years. But this part of it here has never been published or, you know, reported at all until, you know, I just have to be going through the internet and found it. And I thought it was quite interesting, you know, especially since they won't change it unless the big company changes the label.
Wait a minute.
You know,
you're talking about the big company changing the labels. What are you referring to with regards
to the actual manufacturer of the drug?
Or changed generic. There was some kind of connection between that and generic.
Okay.
It is, Joe.
Because the Food and Drug Administration prohibits generic drug manufacturers from changing product information unless the brand name manufacturer makes a change, companies that manufacture generic versions of Plan B One Step cannot update their packaging information unless Teva Pharmaceutical Industries, the executive, the exclusive manufacturer of the Plan B drug, acts first.
Okay.
Now you get it.
Yeah. Well, so, from what I'm hearing, that the generics, they're not going to change anything within the chemical structure of the drug. They just have to wait for the manufacturer to change its labeling, and then they're allowed to change the labeling. That's what I'm getting.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So in other words, individuals here in the United States that's buying the generic version, you know, thinking it's going to help them, Gonna be in for quite a surprise, you know, because it's, you know, if they come up pregnant, because it's not gonna work for them if they over that weight limit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I'm trying to say. You know who that drug is actually for? That drug is actually for teenage girls and partiers.
Mm.
That's exactly what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Charles, I would like to go on that a little bit. Why do you think that's a rule that the generic company cannot change their stuff unless the actual manufacturer changes? Why do you think that is so?
I'd say, and I don't want to speak for him, I'd say because the manufacturer owns both corporations.
Right, because
if I start something and then you say, well, the only way the generic came out is because they looked and copied something from something original that's not generic. So,
But Mr. Talk, did you see what a guy gave his girlfriend the morning after pill and it killed the baby? Did you see that article?
Well, that's what the, no, but that's what the well, okay. So I didn't.
I'm saying she was like 4 months, and he didn't give her one.
That.
He gave her more than one.
Okay.
So he used a drug.
No, she killed
which
the
if
baby.
If he used any drug,
she killed the baby.
No, he
as
put
an
it
overdose,
he,
it could kill
he put
a baby.
It in her.
He put it in.
She
her?
Didn't know she was taking it.
Okay, so he gave her the
drug.
Right, and he killed the baby. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, and the point that you're trying to make with this is what?
Wait. Well, let me ask a question on that note. Is that considered a person?
Yes, that's murder. That's intentional.
Well, no. If it's intentional,
it
it's murder. Yeah.
Well,
is it considered
but
a person?
But how's that intentional if that's what the pill is made for?
Right.
According to Mays, the guy gave her an overdose.
Some people don't think that a child is a person until they come out of a woman's body.
Hold on. Listen. Let's stay with the facts. May said that the lady was already pregnant.
That is a fact.
Let's stick with the facts, what May said. She said the lady was already 4 months pregnant, so that means she has a baby in it. The man slipped her a Mickey and gave her an overdose of it, so that killed the baby. That's murder. She did not know that. Why are you giving it? I'm just saying, I can ejaculate in a woman that's already pregnant. I'm not going to get it. She's not going to have twins.
How do you go from the murder to ejaculation to something?
Yeah.
If a lady is already pregnant, why would I give her the old morning after pill? I can ejaculate her anytime I want. I'm not going to get her three more babies. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm making my conclusion.
If she's already pregnant, you're
not
going to make her pregnant again.
I'm staying on the topic.
All right, Michael. Okay.
That's murder.
Yeah.
If that baby died, that's murder.
Right. Okay, Michael.
He's high as shit.
The reason why I asked the question is because this shows you how sketchy the laws are and the people that make and write the people that write the laws. Because you have somebody that'll get up and argue the point that whatever that is inside of a woman is not a person until it comes out of her. Then you have the others on the other side that's going to go against that. So all it is going to be a divide. To get the people divided, because you're gonna have the people saying, you're gonna have one half saying this or one third saying the other. So
you'll have the pro-lifers versus whatever the other side.
Versus the pro-choice. They actually could care less, because you know they, for the most part, the pro-choice people, the people that's actually up arguing the points, they have been funneled some money some kind of way by the people that's making the pills and all of these other things. So they go, of course they're going to argue for them. You know, that's just goes.
All right. I just wanted to bring that up. You know, quick before we get out of here. That's the topics I wanted to talk about today. Now, tomorrow's show, it should be a real good one. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the art of love making. And, Michael, we're not talking about ejaculation. We're going to put that out there.
Oh, boy. Ejaculation, abortion,
all right.
Overdose.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, all right. You know what? We're going to get on out of here, but we're going to let y'all get your last words in, as we always do. And we're going to start with Maze. Go ahead, Maze, your last words.
Yes, it's hard for me to accept all of this mess that the media put out. I have to always go behind and find, and I'm going to find the corporate that started this and tell them to come back out and read the history and show it to us. And it'll end it all. I don't know what's next they're going to create, but we should be ready. That's it.
All right. What should we be ready for?
Whatever they're going to create next on us. Because we're at the bottom of the polling pole for everything except something good.
All right. Well, thank you, Maze. Thank you. You have a good one.
Have a nice day.
All right. Let's see. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
First, Mr. Talk, I thank you for allowing me to come in and interject. I liked when I came in. I actually was getting a little rest. I went out and gathered some firewood and came in and made a nice fire before my wife got home. And all is good. And now I'm having a nice cognac to compliment it. But these were some good topics, because they are hot button topics, you know, and sooner or later an abortion pill or whatever the case is going to be on somebody's doorstep. And if you never talk about these things or never been introduced to these things, you don't know how to react to them, you know. And you may react to them in one way when it's not you, but when it is you or somebody in your family, it may be a totally different thing, you know. So,
right.
Like I said, all in all, I think it's this was some good conversation, good topics, man. And Maze, you say that you predominantly stick to the Old Testament. If you read it, you'll see that your people are going to stay on the bottom because of their transgressions. So till they stop running around punching people in the face and killing people and all these other things, nothing's going to change.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. See you tomorrow. Tell Vernon I say what's up. All right, let's see. Michael, you up.
Well, real quick, black and white, I had a debate. I taught this in class. And, you know, black and white, that color, they are colors. Because if you can see white, they say white is not a color. If you can see it, it's a color. Light is shining off of something. White and black consist of all colors. White consists of all colors, believe it or not. And black consists of all colors, not just black. People say black just consists. No. All of the lightest colors will make white. All of the darkest colors will make black. If you're trying to make something darker, you can use black or the shade to make it darker. If you want to change a color into a lightness, you have to use white. So, factually, both of the sides of the spectrums, black and white, opposite sides, they consist of all colors. That's a fact. Now, when we talk about this knockout punch, and people have been doing that for many, many years, big gangs, not just black gangs. I mean, a lot of people had gangs and started jumping on people, innocent people. We've been having all the time of it now. If they have cameras and it's showing a big light and, oh, blah, they this, blah, they this. There's so many cameras in areas and rural areas, people getting bullied and all in school and all that type of stuff. So I just want to make this one thing. If my daughter tells me that she had sex, and she think the guy ejaculated in her, and this was yesterday or the day before, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go get her that. I'd rather get her that, if she's scared about it, I'd rather get her that morning after pill than having an abortion or having her not wanting the child at all. So there's many types of ways it serves its purpose, not for everybody, but the morning after pill does serve its purpose. Because, you know, like I said before, I'd rather somebody take a morning after pill versus getting an abortion and have a woman go through all that stress. It was a great topic, nice topics, Mr. Talk, and I got to get ready for this nice hot date tonight. Y'all guys have a nice one. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. But I would think, Michael, regardless of whether it's the morning after pill or being to getting an abortion, it's still killing a unborn child. That's the way I think. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Let me bring Joe in. Go ahead, Joe.
If I'm ever the co-host of a show again, I'm going to start a show based on the comments made from people on this show within the last few minutes before they leave. Because they know it'll be good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay. That's it, huh?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank
you.
And
sure.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Talk to you.
All right. Sister Ngoni, what do you think about the show today?
Well, I think Lo was absolutely right. These were some hot button topics for sure. Yes, indeed. And I think Mays brought out a good point that, you know, as far as the press being unfair and their reporting, then people should be ready to light up their websites and let them know what they think about that. I do think it's bad what's being done, and I don't condone it in any way, but it's just disheartening, you know, when they always turn everything into a racial thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be doing anything wrong in America to be profiled. You just have to be, you know,
gonna say
the odd
gonna
one
say
or the target. So.
Okay. All right. I was trying to get you to say it. Go ahead, say
it. Well, you know, we weren't the only ones. I mean, remember when they were building the railroads in this country, they had some names for the Chinese workers. What did you call them?
Some of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go there.
Slaughtering the indigenous people, they didn't have names they called them to?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Those are good points. Wow.
I wish we could all get along, but evidently.
Yeah, you know. I know, right? Well, maybe one day in the future, you know, we'll will our mind to it. Go back to the original.
In another lifetime, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, after we come back in another world.
If it's true that we've left the Piscean age and we're moving to the
the age of the water bearer and that we're approaching the golden age, let's just hope that maybe we're really heading in that direction, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Another outstanding show here on Let's Talk. I'm telling you, boy, I tell you. Now, when I picked these topics, I didn't know they were going to get hot like that, but, hey, that's a good thing. I guess that's a good thing. Sometimes I can see into the future without even trying, right?
Yes, and your chosen subject for tomorrow should be very interesting.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes, yes. Very interesting. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm actually excited about that. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to get on out of here. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We do appreciate it. Everybody who participated in the chat room. That's what I wanted to say. I'm glad I said chat room. And everybody who's on the switchboard, those are still there. Let me explain something to you. All right. I, Mr. Talk, will never tolerate anybody disrespecting anyone on my show, all right? And y'all should know that by now. Now, I don't know Monster Zombie or whoever the hell it is. You know, I try and give everybody a chance. I do. But I can tell you now, Monster Zombie is not coming back. It's just that simple. It's not happening. You know, just because... You know, I really didn't appreciate them attacking Sister Ngoni, number one. No, I didn't like that at all. That's why I kicked their butts out my chat room, you know. And if y'all know Jew, tell Jew, you know, he on his way out too. Because, you know, if he gonna come here and talk, you know, reasonably, I have no problem. But getting here to talk about other kind of craziness, I'm not having that. Y'all know that. So if y'all know these people, y'all let them know. Mr. Talk ain't having it on his show. You know, whatever they do on other shows, that's their business. When they come here, no, we're not having that. Nobody is disrespected to anyone.
And yeah, if anybody Mr. Talk.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I've been saying, if anybody get disrespected, I'm going to disrespect them. And believe me, they're gonna have earned it. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to be real nasty about it, which I'm not. I'm not that type of person. So y'all know if y'all hear me going off, y'all know they didn't hit the wrong buttons. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Ngoni.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I look forward to us being able to have conversations, even when we disagree with each other, but we don't have to disrespect each other, you know?
Right.
We might get a little excited sometimes and start talking over each other, but I don't think it's done out of disrespect. And it seems like the energy that was brought in here today was intentionally very negative energy.
In the words, it was poison in the water, but it got ran out before it can get into the water. That's what I like
yeah.
about it. Anyway, that's what that was.
Fortunately, those individuals will probably be back just under different names. That's all.
Well, okay. Well,
that's how they roll.
Yeah, that's how they roll. Okay. Well, I'm sure. My good people in the chat room, my coordinator of figuring them out to let me know. So, anyway, we're going to get up out of here. Huh?
I said she knows their M.O.
Yeah, exactly. So, that'll work. All right, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all have a good week going out of here with Mama Bear's Monday Mix. See y'all later. I'm out.
Bye-bye.
Karma usually comes wearing a stranger's light. It's easier to deal with that way. But now it's you. I've hurt you, disrespected you. There's nowhere to hide. There's no turning back. No rearrangement. Only what lies ahead. And you're so heaven sent. Never stood my ground and breathed it in before.
All I want to do is hold you.
Never felt so brave and so afraid before. Never faced alone and felt the peace before.
With tears in my eyes, I come to you sincerely.
Except
stepped into space I'm in, growing out of the phase where I just wanna win.